Nah, I was dicking around with stuff in the studio. My computer kept blocking up. That's why I had Clo run those promos.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm happy that someone else was in the club with me today.
Well, this is not a station computer. It's mine. I've had problems with this laptop on and off since I bought it.
Oh.
In the middle of editing an audio file. Sorry, locked up, busy. Or it goes into some type of audio stutter mode where it just grabs the last thing it could play and just goes.
I can feel my blood pressure rising.
And you can't control alt delete. The computer's not seeing anything, so I'm shutting it off. I'm about to kill me at HP. So the audio that I recorded, I don't even know if I got.
Oh, God.
It's on this flash, but I didn't have a chance to quality check it. And yes, we do that.
We do.
Let's see if this first one. Another new and exciting item from PLD Inc. Just in time for your Halloween party. The Rotato Dando Titty Twister. This nipple twisting machine will send your nipples into a whirlwind of pleasure. The Rotato Dando is fully adjustable. Whether you have areolas as big as CDs or nipples as small as pencil lead, the Rotato Dando is guaranteed to twist them all. It's so strong, it's capable of twisting right through any Halloween costume. You want to twist with a buddy? Buy within the next 153 minutes and receive a second Rotato Dando for a half price. Twist your sister-in-law's nipples, your bus driver's nipples, your mailman, even your kitty cat's nipples. Oh, what about a Rotato Dando Twister Orgy? There's no limit on how many Rotato Dandos you can buy. The Rotato Dando also comes with an instructional video only available on VHS. Dan will be there showing you all the great features of the Rotato Dando. Step into this nipsonic cyclonic wonderland with a new Rotato Dando. Get it for Halloween and enjoy it all year long from PLD.
Yuck.
Then I cut a second version.
No, there's really no need.
This is the one. This is the one that I had to rush through. Same copy, different voice.
Okay.
Hey, this is James Brown. What's another exciting item from PLD just top of your Halloween party. It's Rotato Dando Titty Twister. This nipple twisting machine will send your nipples in a whirlwind of pleasure. The Rotato Dando is fully adjustable. Whether you got areolas as big as CDs or nipples as small as pencil lead, Rotato Dando guarantee twist them all. It's so strong, it's capable of twisting right through any Halloween costume. You want to twist with a buddy? Follow them the next 153 minutes and receive a second Rotato Dando for half price. Twist your sister nipple in law, your bus driver nipple, your mailman, even your cat.
Did you catch that? That's how fast.
Yeah. I go back just to.
I don't know why my James Brown sounds better with the phone effect, but I just went with it.
Follow them the next 153 minutes and receive a second Rotato Dando for half price. Twist your sister nipple in law, your bus driver nipple, your mailman, even your cat nipple. What about a Rotato Dando Titty Twister Party? There's no limit on how many Rotato Dandos you can buy. Rotato Dando also comes with instructional video exclusively on VHS. Dan be right there showing you how all the great features work on the Rotato Dando. So step into this nipsonic cyclonic wonderland with all the new Rotato Dando gifts for Halloween. And enjoy it all year long.
Pretty big. The PLD Inc.'s got its first major celebrity endorser.
And I caught that mistake when I read it and went, I have no time.
I just leave it. It's fun.
Sister. I don't even know what I said.
Rotato Dando for half price. Twist your sister nipple in law. Your
sister nipple in law. And that's why I was 3 minutes late getting in here. What's the matter with me?
Well.
Yeah. Good luck.
For as ADD as you are, I don't know if this is part of the ADD thing, you can get hyper-focused on something, and you're up against a deadline, and you want to meet the challenge.
Well, also, in my mind, I went, all right, each day we're going to have something that we'll start with.
Yeah.
I don't just sit down and decide. I like the Dando. And then I'll download music sometimes from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And the YouTube downloader, the song that I wanted,
kept failing.
Oof.
Then I had to go with Twist and Shout. I hate the Beatles.
That really had to pain you.
Sister Nipple-in-Law.
Three men and receive a sack of potato Dandova half fry. Twist your sister Nipple-in-Law. Your bus driver Nipple. Your mailman even. Your cat Nipple. What about a potato Dandova titty twist a party? There's no limit on how many potato Dandova you can buy. Potato Dandova also comes with instructions on video exclusively on VHS. Stan be right there showing you how all the great features work on the Rotato Dando. So step into this Nip-Sonic track line at Wonderland with all the new Rotato Dando gifts. For Halloween. And enjoy it all year long.
I like the idea that the Godfather of Soul was so busy that he had to do this over the phone.
Not only too busy, I'm dead. I came back just bought this new Dando. I think I may come out with a Dando Boo Boo Kitty Dance Party album.
There's really no need, James.
Boo Boo Kitty Dance, Boo Boo Kitty Dando.
Mm-mm, no.
Party.
No.
Yeah.
Wholly unnecessary.
Everybody loves everything with Dando.
Huh?
I said everybody. What am I? Everybody loves everything with Dando.
Okay.
Would you call me?
How many Dando products we have now?
Far too many.
There's never enough.
Yeah, there is.
I really thought after the, what do we call it? Mecca. Oh, the, yeah, the Mech, the Rodando. Was that right?
I think so.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Shut up, Alfie.
Let's see if they come up on my flash. Well, it only shows that I have three, so obviously I labeled the other ones wrong. That's a $6 million. I like that one.
At Pretty Little Dan, Inc., we are always looking for ways to improve our products, and that's what we did with our most popular sex toy, the Dando. We looked at it and said, we can rebuild it. We have the technology. Make it better than it was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. PLD, Inc. presents the $6 million Dando. This incomparable super bionic sex apparatus was accurately molded from Dan's hard, fully erect wing. The core is constructed from high carbon steel, iron skillets.
Have you not heard this, Kenzie?
And Sears brand touchscreens. Strong enough to withstand 15 consecutive nuclear blasts. So if your holes are in need of some serious slamming while you're thinking about Pretty Little Dan, rest assured, the $6 million Dando can take even the most brutal of beatings. With its voice-activated option, the $6 million Dando is perfect for paraplegics and quads. This is the last sex device you'll ever use. The $6 million Dando comes with a fully transferable 300-year warranty. Warning, overuse of this product may result in gaping tunnels from your bobo to your front side. Do not use this device for anything other than its intended. Call today and we'll include the bionic butt. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Forget about the bionic boo-hole.
I think we all did.
I think this is the other one I was looking for.
New from Pretty Little Dan, Inc., the Dando Sombrero de Medusa. It comes with six detachable dandos. Forget the ugly sweater parties this Christmas. It's the Dando Sombrero de Medusa. It can pleasure up to six people at the same time. Just set the unit in the middle of the floor. Have your guest grab onto one of Dan's six dandos, and with just 10 strokes, your guest dando is ready to go. And just like Dan, once it gets hard, it stays hard. When you're ready for the dando to finish, just press the button and let Dan's juice shoot you in the face. And guys, you asked for it, and we did it. We already know you love the Dando, the perfect pleasuring device for the novice. But many of you wanted to heat things up in the bedroom and really bust a nut to a monster-sized dildo. We've now added wings with a span of over 600 feet, attached three large horns to its head, put serrated spikes on the shaft, and it shoots a uranium heat beam from its pee hole. Pretty Little Dan, Inc. is proud to present the Rodando! The Rodando! A prehistoric pleasuring device ready to satisfy bunghole aficionados. Two 12-volt interstate car batteries are included, so you can start scorching your asshole right out of the box. Another fine product of Pretty Little Dan, Inc.
There you go, Alfie. There's your favorite.
Man, that's a wingspan.
Oh, that's like 600 feet.
I haven't heard that one.
When you absolutely
got to rip every hole in that place.
Uh-huh. Gotta go out to the salt flats to use it.
Rodendo. Except no substitutes.
Why are we driving out to the Bonneville salt flats? You said you wanted to. How do we get started on that?
I like how you say we.
Well, it was we.
It was mainly you.
I have no clue.
Had it something to do with ornaments and Christmas.
Christmas. Give a gift that's worth holding on to. The perfect gift to compliment.
Was this October? Yeah, I'm saving these for at least. We're going to run these again, and I'm going to write some new ones.
Okay.
Compliment any Christmas tree. The Pretty Dan Christmas Tree Ornament. Crafted from the finest porcelain, just like the texture of Dan's pretty face. Your Pretty Dan Christmas ornament is painted by hand, using not only the finest porcelain, but includes skin flakes from his luscious ass. Yeah. These keepsakes will be treasured for years to come, and don't be surprised if you don't catch yourself rubbing one out right there in your living room. Order on or before December 15th and receive a special gift. Pretty Dan Christmas balls, molded straight from the source. These beautiful balls are also handcrafted and come adorned with glistening compliments of Dan's hair. And for the top of the tree, our special starfish, molded directly from Dan's asshole. Just think of waking up Christmas morning and seeing Dan's asshole on top of your Christmas tree. All of these wonderful gifts come with a money-back guarantee. If you don't absolutely love your Pretty Dan Christmas ornaments, you can return them for a full refund, minus a $75 stocking fee. Call now to reserve your Pretty Dan Christmas ornaments. Do it now, mother...
There's your first one.
And then I think it just... I don't think the Dando came along for another...
I think that was like the spring or something.
Because then I see here the pretty little Dan body pillow, pretty little Dan bucking horse. We got more crap in here than Neiman's. Oh, I think this could be the one that started it.
Christmas Day is almost here, and due to the overwhelming demand for Pretty Little Dan products, PLD Inc. is working overtime to bring you new and very exciting gifts. As with the other Pretty Little Dan products, our goal is to ensure you receive a product that delivers ultimate pleasure. We're excited to offer the Pretty Little Dan Flesh Tube and Dando. The PLD 5500 Flesh Tube is an ergonomically designed self-pleasure device for any man in need of the ultimo orgasm. It's just like being in Dan's tight butt. No, right down not. To those tiny little bumps that line the walls of his hoo-ho. Unlike the flashlight that has no light at all, the PLD Flesh Tube has a built-in LED light for those times you just gotta pleasure yourself in the dark. Perfect for power outages and camping trips. It's even adjustable and comes with a no-slip grip, so you can run, walk, and pleasure yourself all at the same time. And of course, the Dando, a multi-inch power cylinder perfect for men and women. Each Dando is grown from specific strands of DNA from Dan's penis, all extracted at the PLD labs in San Francisco. The process is painstaking, but we know you're worth it.
No,
order
not.
Now and get free Dan's special stretching workout tape, auto fellatio for dummies, no. And coming soon, the Fist Me Danny and Give Me a Handy Danny, all from PLD Inc.
We got a break. I'm playing this last one.
Someone doesn't want a testosterone shot later. Or multiple.
We've done it again. We've made a bigger, faster Dando, and it's huge. It's so big it needs wheels. We've added all-wheel drive, a bicycle rack, extra seats for orgies, and a diesel Cummins power plant. Pretty Little Dan Inc. presents the Sedando. Hit the open roads in your new Sedando and bust nuts all over America. It's just like riding Pretty Dan himself. Feel the roar of the Sedando. It's the ultimate make you can suck, eat your own whore, your
and bing sex machine. Can get one today. Another fine product from Pretty Little Danny.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:35, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walmart. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20, right at I-45. Got an accident there blocking both shoulders. This one involving five different vehicles. Traffic is backed up back from Bonnie View Road. In Arlington, southbound 360, right at Randall Mill, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Post and Paddock. And in Denton, northbound I-35E, right at McCormick, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from State School Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Tonight, storms and rain, an overnight low of 64. Then tomorrow, more showers in the morning and a high around 69 tomorrow. Right now, though, it's 90 degrees, but 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Did anybody notice if Jacob, our web guy, is already gone?
Yes, he is gone.
Oh. Okay.
Why?
I just had a Texas OU graphic for the video stream. I was going to have him put it on, but he's not here.
Oh. He was playing with it earlier. I know that.
He was doing something else.
Okay.
Line one, Albie?
Yep.
Is it Albert or Alberto?
I think it's Albert.
Yes, Albert.
Hey, I want to know why Danny's so upset. Doesn't he know that dando means giving in Spanish?
Yeah, Danny, why are you so upset?
Why do you think? Tell you what, Alberto, how would you like it if your name got plugged into all sorts of sex toys and apparatus that most regular folk had never even dreamed of?
Hey, if life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
Life gives you lemons, you stick them up your ass, Dando. Dando la cabeza.
Mm.
Like a Dando Rita.
Chloe didn't get it.
He knows what Dando la cabeza means.
Now he gets it. Kenzie's still about 10 seconds behind.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Dan head. Oh,
hey. Hey, Dando trabajo a mano.
Yeah. Yeah. I know some Spanish.
Why would you know trabajo a mano?
Well, it's work and mano's hand.
Mm-hmm.
I can figure that sucker out.
Okay.
What are you doing? Just typing stuff into a translator?
Yep.
Oh, God.
I've never heard this word used in Spanish. Dando mamada. I'd rather not say. It says it's correct. It's a BJ.
Ah.
Isn't to give.
Mm.
See what are the nasty things you do.
I don't do any of these nasty things. How old are you again?
That many.
Well, see, it could be nine.
That's
or,
nine.
Or,
it's 54.
Oh.
Well, and I'm using that now as an excuse. I got dementia, Alzheimer's. I'm retarded.
Those things are not all mutually. Never mind.
Okay. I'll
They're not all related.
Close this out then. All right. Do you have any audio?
I do. I have lots of relevant audio.
All right.
Let's start with cut eight. That's probably the most relevant for today, especially given the upcoming weather.
Okay.
This is our friend Frank the Weatherman. Woo-hoo. He's back to warn us all about the storms this evening.
And when was this recorded?
It was a couple days ago.
This is Frankie McDonald. My old team station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Severe thunderstorms headed towards Dallas, Texas on Friday, October the 10th, 2014. During the evening hours, it's going to bring 30-plus millimeters of rain. It's going to bring chain lightning, very loud thunder. It's going to be a lot of severe thunderstorms in Dallas, Texas, and the surrounding areas in Fort Worth as well. It's going to bring a ton of rain. It's going to be some damaged winds. It's going to be chain lightning, very loud thunder. It's going to be...
I forget. What does he look like?
Fat, thinning hair, like gap teeth. Usually sometimes doing these in his bedroom in front of his computer. This one, though, was outside in the street with a nice little sunset going on.
And you say he's in Nova Scotia?
He said he is in Nova Scotia, yes. I don't want to take away from him. He's giving his own byline.
In Fort Worth as well. It's going to bring a ton of rain. It's going to be some damaged winds. It's going to be chain lightning, very loud thunder. It's going to be a lot of thunder and lightning in Dallas, Texas, and the surrounding areas, including Fort Worth, Texas as well. Sends a lot of hot and humid air coming from the Gulf of Mexico and cold air coming from the northern United States. Once those two air masses clash together, that's going to cause a lot of severe thunderstorms with heavy rain, very strong winds, chain lightning, very loud thunder, maybe some hail in Dallas, Texas, and surrounding areas. Most of the severe thunderstorms will happen on Friday evening on October the 10th, 2014, and severe thunderstorms will continue in Dallas and the surrounding areas on Saturday, October 11th, 2014. It's going to bring heavy rain, very strong winds. It's going to be chain lightning, very loud thunder.
I got to go. My bus is here.
Is that real?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound interesting enough for it to be fake?
Yeah.
Fake would be entertaining.
Well, I thought it was like a joke, like someone was trying to be funny saying the weather.
It's...
He's quite serious.
Well, he probably has Asperger's.
No, he has autism.
Oh.
Oh.
Although Asperger's is a form of autism.
It's on the spectrum, yeah. Much milder.
Yeah, Asperger's, you can function a little better in society.
Yep.
What I have?
The name sucks. I would prefer to have autism.
Yeah, that's...
Well, good news. Mm-hmm. It's not autism. What is it? Asperger's. Fine.
Yeah, that's really one of those syndromes that they really should not have named it after the guy who sort of discovered it. Like, just call it Bill or something. Don't make it something that sounds like something else with his last
most
name.
Most people don't pronounce it correctly. They say Asperger's. It's actually Asp.
Yeah. And I'm sure that if he said his last name back when he was still alive, he'd probably have some sort of accent to go along with it to really emphasize. But no, not good old Americans. You got the Asperger's.
Okay, I see two clips on here that say laugh tracks.
Yes.
Okay, where do you want to start?
Yesterday, we had a guy say, because we were talking about the show Mulaney on Fox and how we hated the laugh track. And then a guy on Facebook said, it sounds the same as the one in Scooby-Doo. I did some digging. Cut 9 is from Mulaney, the very beginning of the first episode that aired this past week.
Mulaney is filmed in front of a live studio audience, okay?
Thanks for coming with me, Motif.
It's no problem. I was free.
Hey, can I be your emergency contact?
Yeah, I mean, I normally put my mom, but I guess we're roommates. Let's do it.
It's also a good promotion for me. Matter of fact, don't put my number down. Put down my website, www.thecomedianmotifnyc.com. Oh, and write down, they should skip my intro.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the next one is...
Is the Scooby-Doo laugh track from when Scooby chases a frog.
What a nervous night to be walking home from the movies, Scooby-Doo. And all because you had to stay and see Star, Dog Ranger of the North Woods, twice. It's coming from the bushes. Go see what it is, Scooby. Don't worry, I'm right behind you.
Did you compare the two? Are they the same?
I think they're very similar.
What are they doing?
He's chasing a frog.
Oh, all right.
Scooby, come back!
It's hard to tell with all the music.
It
is. Mulaney is filmed in front of a live studio.
Can I be your emergency contact?
Yeah, I mean, I normally put my mom, but I guess we're roommates. Let's do it.
It's also a good promotion for me.
I don't know why we've picked this show to pound on, but it's warranted.
Yeah. And that was the part I was referring to yesterday where the laugh track was really unnecessary and the Mulaney's like, hey, can I be your emergency contact? Oh my God, it's so funny. I can't help
you
but
don't
laugh.
You don't even know the guy.
No.
And those first two laugh clips sound like exactly the same one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're mixed better in the Scooby-Doo version. Back then.
Can I be your emergency contact?
Yeah, I mean, I normally put my mom, but I guess we're roommates. Let's do it.
It's also
exactly the same one.
Yeah. Copy, paste. But I kept that first part in there where the, I think it's Ice-T that says Mulaney's film before a live studio audience, because now we know that they had to add this, because there's no way people are laughing in those areas, let alone the same exact way.
I don't understand.
If they did this in front of a live studio audience, that's not them laughing.
No, it's not. But they say it was filmed before a live studio audience.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get what you're saying.
It's been dubbed.
Well, I know.
I know, but I'm just saying that that to me reconfirms it, because them saying at the beginning, filmed before a live studio audience, you had to dub it. Yesterday we had talked about whether or not it
because
was...
Because you meant the content was so bad?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know where you were going with it.
Yeah, but we were
I believe I would have left the worst part off then.
They felt the need to stick her on in there. I left that in because we had asked at the end of the show yesterday, we wondered if it was, in fact, filmed in front of a studio audience.
Oh, no, I remember because I watched the opening of it twice. Because I watched the whole thing and I went, all right, piece of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I missed something. Maybe there was something in the opening that I didn't catch where they explained the bit for the next 22 minutes. Watched it again, and no. They say live studio on it. And you know what? You're right. I don't want to go into that. But it's just another problem with NBC passed on this sitcom. Fox picked it up out of NBC's trash.
Wow.
Really?
What does that tell you? Okay.
Which also explains the association with Lorne Michaels. I was surprised. Lorne Michaels, why isn't it on NBC?
Yep.
NBC looked at it and went, eh.
Wow.
Nah, we good.
We got Bad Judge.
Mm-hmm. We got A to Z. We got some other stuff. We're just so full. Even though we've been really bad the ratings the past couple of years, we're not that bad. Call up Fox. See if they'll take it. They'll take anything.
Yeah, they're like the Mikey of broadcasting.
That's right. And not only did Fox take it, they ran it on Sunday night and again on Thursday.
Did they really?
I think they did, because we saw that promo yesterday.
It said Sunday Fun Day.
Coming up later tonight on Fox.
I just thought it was a promo that was running at the wrong time. It said Sunday Fun Day tonight on Fox.
Well, maybe
today's Thursday.
I think that would be better for them as opposed to running Bad Show twice in the same week.
I would just rather have dead air as opposed to having to run their Sunday programming on Thursday, because that's admitting to the rest of the community we got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you said before, that's where I think the Indian head test pattern would probably garner more ratings. Because at least people would look at it and stay on the channel wondering, what's going on? Why is there no show? It's kind of like when you hear on the radio, you tune to a station and there's dead air. I stay on it.
Yeah, we all do. I think only jocks do that.
Yeah, maybe.
That's just the standard jock thing to do. You flip on a station, they have dead air. What's the first thing you do? Turn up the volume.
Yep.
Okay, is it dead air and they got the mics on?
Mm-hmm.
Because KRLD's bad about that.
Really?
Leaving a mic on in one of the other studios. Normally, I think it's the traffic studio. Or somebody's always got their computer up and online. You hear them checking their email.
Okay. Got about a minute. What else you got?
I've also got, unfortunately, Jan Hooks. I have bad news from Saturday Night Live.
The actress?
Yes.
The one that was on Third Rock from the Sun?
She was.
Also played somebody's mom in 30 Rock.
Yeah, yeah, she did have a thing on 30 Rock.
I believe she's 57.
She yes.
What?
She died.
What?
I'm sorry that you didn't know this before. You seem so shocked. I'm sorry.
I feel like I killed her now because I just sent out the email earlier today saying, hey, I want Jan Hooks on my Deadpool.
I know.
Well, I hope she lives to be 200.
It's a crazy coincidence.
And she's dead?
Yeah. It's amazing that you didn't send the email yesterday when it was announced to the world that she had died.
What?
Yeah, Jan Hooks died yesterday. She was a regular, of course, on SNL from 86 to 91, what I like to refer to as the good old days. She was only 57. She also had recurring characters as a guest spot up until, I think, 94. There's no word on the cause of her death, but sources say she'd been battling some type of illness. They're good. Hooks' characters included Hillary Clinton, Nancy Reagan, Jodie Foster, and Sinead O'Connor. She was also on, as Russ mentioned, Designing Women and a recurring role Third Rock from the Sun and guest starred on 30 Rock. She was also in, everyone was talking about this, and I didn't remember it until I pulled it, Cut 7. This was her as Tina, the tour guide in the Alamo in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Hi, and welcome to the San Antonio Department of Parks and Recreation.
She's one of those chicks. All you have to do is hear the voice. You know who it is.
Yeah.
And welcome to the San Antonio Department of Parks and Recreation official Alamo Tour. My name is Tina.
Excuse me, Tina, but could we go straight to
I'll tell you what. Let's hold all questions until the end of the tour, okay?
But
thank you. Please say hello to our residents, Pedro and his wife, Inez. Inez is holding a clay pot that she seems very proud of. She has carefully detailed it with lots of paint and glaze. And Pedro is working on an adobe. Can you say that with me? Adobe.
Adobe.
At this time, I'd like to conclude our tour. And I mean it. Y'all have been one of the greatest groups I have ever worked with, really. Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
Why is that funny?
They're all laughing at Pee-wee for thinking there was a basement because he was thinking his bike was in it.
I could see it on Kenzie's face when they were talking about, can you say Adobe? Why would they Photoshop clay pots? Didn't you? Yes, you did.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
403. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walmart. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker just before Singleton. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from 114. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35 just before Highline. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is jacked up back from the Mixmaster. That's also causing a backup on Woodall back from Central. Into Arlington, southbound 360, right at Randall Mill. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Trinity Boulevard. In Denton, northbound I-35E, right at McCormick. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up pretty bad back from State School Road. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after Allen Avenue. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Northeast 28th Street. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walmart tonight. Lots of storms and rain. Overnight low 64 degrees. Then tomorrow, more rain in the morning with a high around 69. Right now, 92, but 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Why is that big news right now on CBS 11? Oh, here's the Oklahoma Sooners. The bus coming into town. You knew that was probably going to happen soon.
Yeah, but they can't help it. They do it every year, and they've done it every year that I can recall. All right, Texas OU weekend. Let's show old footage from previous games. Let's show fans out at the West End, which is about the only time a year when anyone's down
Let's
there.
Let's show in the West End right now.
Ha! See?
Could you really not do that loud?
I was too close to my mic. I apologize. I got excited.
TV isn't that's monitor 3.
While the game may be the primary focus, so is all of the fun happening off the football field.
Did it. I mean, I'm an OU Sooner at heart. I've lived all over the world and
I bet she's a dancer from Ardmore.
4 in the morning in Germany and you're watching the Sooners.
What a moose. God, I wouldn't even want to admit that. I'm a Sooner fan.
Lots of people are there.
Hey.
What?
I went to OU.
Where is it?
Oklahoma.
Is it near Ardmore?
Norman.
Is it Norman?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Try it again. Okay.
What's the question?
Wow. Where's OU?
Oklahoma.
Look, you said it twice.
What city? How long did you go?
Norman. Do you want me to say Ardmore?
I don't know.
Are we doing a bit?
Is it near Norman?
Yeah, sort of. It's like maybe an hour. No, less than an hour away from Ardmore.
Why did you go to OU?
Because it was the only college closest to home that I applied to besides a bunch of colleges in California, and I changed my mind at the last minute.
Where'd you apply to in California?
SDSU.
What is that?
San Diego State.
Yeah.
I got accepted to that, too. I wish I would have gone. Some community college in Santa Monica, and one more, but I don't remember what it was. I think it was another community college.
What was the whole reason about going out to the West Coast?
My boyfriend in high school. I changed my mind.
How long had you been dating?
5 months.
You're the only one that's going to know.
About 5 or 6. 5 or 6. And he was moving to California to act and pursue that career, and I was going to go with him.
How'd it work out for him?
He's doing really well, actually. He stuck it out, and he's acting now.
In what?
Like theater, Broadway type stuff.
Oh, so
I thought Broadway was in New York.
They have Broadway stuff in California. Like theater, Broadway style. Style.
If I Googled him, would he pop up as an actor?
No, not yet.
Does he have an IMDb page?
No, not yet. He's not in film.
He's not making it.
How long has he been out there? What year did you graduate?
4 or 5.
Let's common core this. Let's do the common core to figure out how long you've been out there.
I have to count on my fingers.
He's been out there 5 years and he's not on TV yet?
No, but he doesn't want to do TV stuff. He's doing theater.
No, he wants to do TV. He's just saying he doesn't want to because nobody will hire him.
Yeah. He's doing amazing in theater.
Mm-hmm.
What's his day job?
Oh, he works at the theater as an usher.
Perfect.
I don't know what he's doing now. I haven't talked to him in a while, but a little bit.
I don't care anymore. Because now I don't know if he actually is just working at a theater or he's in theater.
Or he's just cleaning it up.
I've seen him in theater. I've watched him in a play.
What play?
The Little Horror Shop. House of Horror. The plant.
No, that's not a...
Little Shop of Horrors.
That's a musical. Can he sing?
He was the plant.
The plant sang.
This other black guy was the voice of the plant. So
the plant sang.
The black guy sang while Carl was the plant.
Oh, so he just did the physical actions of the plant. He didn't voice the plant.
He was inside the plant.
He's a puppeteer.
No, he's not.
No, that is. No, he's a he's a puppeteer / mascot.
He's done other plays.
He's a puppeteer. He's been out in California 5 years, and all he could run is puppets.
Do you know how hard it is to make it out there?
Dan, how long was our buddy, Tone Bell, in California before he landed a commercial?
3 weeks.
And how long before he landed a sitcom?
Oh, a year.
And then that sitcom went away, and what happened to him next?
Oh, he got a better sitcom. And he's second billing as of last night on Bad Judge.
So rare. That is beyond rare. So lucky.
I also have another friend who just sold a sitcom out there.
Shut up, Dan.
I'm just saying. There's another one, another Dallas comic whose show premieres tonight on ABC. So it is possible to make dreams come true. And yet none of them managed to do a plant as part of their resume.
That was the only one that I saw personally, but he does a lot.
He made you go to see Little Shop of Horrors, and all he was doing is running the puppet.
He did not make me. I wanted to go, and he did amazing.
Did you brag on him from the audience? That's my boyfriend.
No, well, we weren't dating at the time.
Seymour?
Yeah.
Seymour. There we go. He did fantastic.
No one has ever moved like a plant the way he did.
No.
I believed he was really an alien.
So believable.
He does roles too, like real roles.
Like?
I don't know what the plays are called, but I see pictures and videos all the time.
So he's on YouTube?
No! Like, he'll send them to me.
Yeah, he's got his own channel?
No!
Well, what is it?
Live theater!
All right, calm down.
You should be happy that he failed. You didn't make the mistake of moving out there with him.
He did not fail.
He's just yet to succeed.
I think I may have found a profile for Carl.
Nuh-uh.
I'll turn the mics off, since you obviously don't want to say his name. Is his last name...
Looks
is that
like
right?
It. Her face says yes.
Okay. Is this, what is this, you sent me, Alfie?
It's just, I guess, some sort of profile for theater and stage people.
I think Kenzie wants to know how you found it. That's the face she's making.
We had a listener call in with the guess, and so I took a stab in the dark and started Googling.
Okay, he is a listener. Calm down. He's been in, Me and My Girl, stage manager. It's like most of these, he was the stage manager.
Okay, so he was on the production side of things.
In 2012, he was in Little Shop of Horrors as a puppeteer.
Look at that.
It says that.
Yep.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it does. he was in A Christmas Carol.
As what?
A puppeteer.
No. It's a specialty?
Was he big into puppets when you guys were dating?
No.
He was mad at me. He's the one that screwed up his life.
He's the best puppeteer I've ever seen.
I bet I could do better.
Nuh-uh.
I know you have.
I could take this sock puppet, and you know you're going to laugh.
Nuh-uh.
I bet. All right. How much? Anything?
Any bet?
Help me, guys.
Money, drugs. There it is.
And that's on the fly.
It's improv puppeteering. Let's see them teach that class at the Actor Studio.
And that's the way I use a puppet for acting in scene.
Well, his puppet was gigantic and it was heavy. It was a giant plant and he had to move it around and talk and move the
I thought you said he didn't have to talk.
No, well, make it talk.
I know what puppeteers
do. You know how hard that
is? He's a puppeteer. You dated a puppeteer.
At least he was a hot puppeteer.
What does that mean, bitch? Couldn't be that good looking. They don't even have a picture on his profile.
Yes, he is.
Okay, gonna Google it. Then we're going to bring it up.
Yes.
What? You should be proud of him.
I am proud of him.
What were you doing in California in 2012?
I usually go there once a year for vacation, and me and my mom go, and I see him, and I skate, and go to Venice Beach, and all that good stuff.
Do you go work out at Venice Beach?
No, never worked out at Venice Beach.
All right.
What ethnicity is him? Is he?
Puerto Rican.
Okay. Okay, I found him.
Tall, skinny.
Yeah, this is him. Do you want to see his picture, Dan?
Yeah, sure. I'm curious.
He's hot. What? Russ? Russ.
Is Chloe, that his name?
Yes, it is. Chloe, you got to see this. This is okay. This guy's like a model.
And how long did you guys date? Five?
A while, yeah. What? Russ.
What?
What is it?
It's a picture of Carl.
Can I look? Is it going to make me mad?
Probably. But not everybody's photogenic.
I'm so scared right now. I'm going to slap you if you're being mean.
Is that not him?
No! No!
Oh, that's Corky.
Oh, typo?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought it said Carl. It says Corky.
That was Asian.
Well.
Same thing?
Sort of. The terminology sounds Asian. Okay. We wasted enough time on this.
Got a lot more out of that than we thought, though.
Yeah. A puppeteer.
He's going to love when I send him this clip.
He's an actor. No, he's not.
Are you guys still dating?
No, we just keep in touch.
Sex?
No.
Sexting?
No.
What if he makes it big?
Well, no.
Like, seriously, what if they do a, what if they reboot Dark Crystal and they need tons of puppeteers?
What if they bring back the Muppet Show?
There have been two new Muppet movies.
Was he in those?
Shh. No, what?
Did he play one of the puppets in Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
No, that'd be cool, though. The vampire.
You got anything else?
I peeked at Dark Crystal.
Okay. 421, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, October 10th, 2014. Birthdays today. Dale Earnhardt Jr. turns 40. Mario Lopez turns 41. Used to be an actor. Now he's just host of Extra. Porn star Tiffany Meeks. She turns 43. She's been in 454 films, including Nymphomercials, Quantum Deep, and Single White Shemale. Wendy McClendon Covey is 45. You know her best as Rita in Bridesmaids, and she's currently on ABC's The Goldbergs. Brett Favre, 45. Julia Sweeney from Saturday Night Live, who most famously played Pat, is 55. Also 55, Bradley Whitford. He was in The West Wing and also the curly-haired one in Cabin in the Woods, Russ.
What's his name?
Bradley Whitford.
Is that the guy from Good Guys, the short-lived series on Fox?
Actually, yes, that's where you know him from first and foremost.
Actually, I like that, even though it's been canceled for years. I like that better than Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I've still only seen, I think, just a couple of scenes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and it turned me off so much I hadn't gone back to it yet.
Obviously, I don't know how it's doing in the ratings, but my guess is the fact that it won Golden Globes, more than one, didn't it?
I know it won the Golden Globe for Best Comedy.
That probably saved it on the Fox lineup.
Yeah. Although I know that, looking at the ratings, I think it was last week, their sitcoms really don't just kill it in the ratings. Like New Girl and Mindy Project were thought to be successful. They only had like 2.5 to 3 million viewers.
What is it, like a 1.8, maybe a 2 rating?
Yeah, something like that.
We pulled more than that when we were doing the local TV show on Fox. Not that many people, but a larger rating.
Yeah.
There were weeks that we pulled, not every week. There was one week we pulled a 14 share.
Whew.
And the show that was on before us, I know
Somebody's going to go, well, what was on before you?
Mm-hmm.
The Ropers.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not what they refer to in TV as a strong lead-in.
And then there was one set, because we were on Sundays at 5:30 in the afternoon, they reran it at 10. And there was one Sunday we were up against the Cowboy game, and we didn't get killed. I think of all the local stations of programming, for the half hour we were on, we were number two.
Wow. What year was that? Do you remember?
92.
That's really impressive.
Why?
Because that was the year that they started that Super Bowl run. Had it been 89 or 90, I'd have been like, okay, makes sense. Because like 89, they were 1-15.
I think by 92, we had moved over to Paramount 21.
Okay.
So the time slot might have been different. I forget. I really have no recollection of when we ran on Paramount 21.
Other birthdays today. David Lee Roth, he turned 60. And Ben Vereen, he turns 68 today. Well, it is that time of year again. We mentioned it briefly earlier because the TV stations had it. This weekend, a sea of people wearing burnt orange or crimson will gather in Dallas for the annual Red River Showdown, the football game between UT and OU. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Cotton Bowl in Fair Park. The series is being played for the 109th time. It's been played in the Cotton Bowl since 1929. Last year, Texas won in a 36-20 victory. Both teams this year are coming off of a loss. And I can see Russ is so excited.
Who won last year?
Texas did. Could be an interesting game. Oklahoma's got a high-powered offense. UT's kind of rebuilding, but they actually have a strong defense.
Dude, give me the heads up if you're going to talk football so we can get your graphic back up.
I was just putting it out there. If a helmet spinny thing shows up on the stream, then so be it.
It's something we have to load.
I don't have that much info on the game.
This is professional. This isn't just, oh, hold up a picture. Well, I guess I could have.
You can do like a little helmet on your finger, be a puppeteer.
Hey, did your boyfriend ever work on Mr. Peppermint?
Oh, look.
What?
Oh,
Alfie brought it up.
Ooh, pretty.
Yeah.
What?
There's our sports graphic.
Yeah, right on time.
What'd you say about him?
I said, watch it. Dan's name comes up here in a second.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. There it is. Damn.
That's pretty. Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. It's sports. Slick.
I made that.
Sleek.
Not all of it.
Man, I dig it.
It's just like the sports machine.
Looks good.
I forgot what I asked.
Something
go ahead.
About him being a puppet?
I take the sports thing off the stream.
Muppets passed. Protesters, angered by the fatal shooting of a black 18-year-old by police, faced off with officers in South St. Louis for a second night as accusations of racial profiling prompted calls for a federal investigation.
Hang on, is this a shooting that happened Monday, Tuesday?
What night was it? It was just, yeah, just a few days ago.
I read that story. The witnesses said that the kid fired at the cop first.
Yeah.
So what are the protests about?
Oh, his mom saying that he was unarmed. And that police lie.
Well, sometimes they do.
They have ballistics, the police do, showing that he fired his weapon three times and then it jammed.
What does his mom think he was holding?
A sandwich.
What caliber?
9mm.
That's a good sandwich.
Yeah.
What you got? I got a Glock and cheese. All right. And I brought something later in case I got the munchies. I got a Moss burger with cheese.
This is Alfie. The state and city leaders have urged the Justice Department to investigate the death of Von Derrett D. Myers in the Shaw neighborhood Wednesday night, fearing he was targeted because he was black. Police say the white officer who killed Myers was returning fire, but Myers' parents say he was unarmed.
Were his parents there?
No. Senator Jamila Nasheed, a St. Louis Democrat, said at a news conference on Thursday, this here was racial profiling turned deadly. Gerald Christmas, a St. Louis attorney who was also among the black leaders who joined Nasheed at the news conference, said this is a racial powder keg. All this is going to do is escalate the situation. Police said Myers was both armed and aggressive, using a stolen 9mm Glock and cheese to shoot at the officer. Sarita Myers said her son was holding a sandwich, not a gun. She said police lie. They lied about Michael Brown, too.
How about we at least wait for an investigation?
Don't need to. Police lie.
It's a hard argument. You can't. First of all, you can't say police lie and think that you're accurate. You can say some, which is accurate. Most are heroes. But nobody wants to say that. Police lie. Some police lie. I got a department in my head right now. Who wants to play a guessing game?
Ooh. I know. Can I go for double jeopardy?
Give it a shot.
Who is Southlake?
I got nothing else for this.
Anyways, they're expecting a whole weekend of protests because of this. And they were already violent.
Here's the other problem, and I'm sure we've either brought this up on the air or off the air. This is putting police officers around the country in harm's way because they're thinking, all right, I'm in a situation. I'm white. This guy's black. He's shooting at me. If I kill him, what's going to happen in this town, regardless of where you live? And now cops, with everything else they got to second guess, tack this on.
Absolutely. And it really is kind of turning into a situation when you hear the mother say, police lie, he was holding a sandwich. I understand you love your child.
But can you explain to me how his sandwich jammed?
After firing three times.
I'm sorry, what were you going
to
say?
No, it's the whole idea of at some point you've got to listen to some sort of reason and you've got to look at evidence. I don't care how much you love your son. And this is too common. You hear a parent that says, my son was killed or whatever. They said he was shooting at police officers. I don't believe that. Okay.
Well, a lot of times parents don't believe, like when the principal or somebody calls, hey, Russell was doing this at school today.
I knew it.
Yeah, that's my mother.
If you beat him, you leave me some good spots. About the face and hands. Those are my favorite areas.
But I've seen too many times in recent months after someone's been killed by a police officer in what seems to be a justified shooting, the mother or father saying, why'd they have to kill him? Why'd they have to kill him?
Why couldn't you just shot the gun out of his hand? We're not marksmen. Our job, I can say this because I've been deputized.
Yes.
Is to stop the impending force until it's vanquished. Mm-hmm. Well, why did you? Who said this? I guess this is an old cop joke saying Captain Howard said it. Well, why did you shoot him 9 times? That's all the gun holds.
This guy was shot 17. Or the officer fired 17 shots.
Out of one gun?
That's what I wondered. I don't think he's got a
high velocity clip or a high capacity clip.
Yeah.
What we need, I know we're late, Chloe. With this company, iHeart, because we do a lot with military, we need to start a campaign to buy body cams for every police officer in this country, every city, every county. Because sooner or later, this is going to happen again.
Yeah.
And officers and the public. And if they have the body cams, then you won't need the cop watchers who don't really watch all the cops. They just want to get notoriety. That's why they all show up at one place as opposed to dispersing around Arlington.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take all 30 of us and go to this one stop. What about all the other Arlington officers that are running amok?
Nah, we're focused on these guys.
Because really, if they know you're all in one spot, all these other Arlington cops probably are beating the piss out of people.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:40, another check on traffic. What is it? Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walmart. Getting started off in Dallas. Southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker just before Singleton. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, southbound 75 right at the High 5. Got an accident blocking the left lane of the ramp there. Traffic is backed up back from Mid Park. Into Garland, southbound 635, right at Centerville-Ferguson, got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Right now, traffic is completely stopped all the way back from the High 5, about an hour delay through it. Also, just before Plano Road, got another accident there blocking the HOV and the left lane. Into Arlington, eastbound I-20, just after Matlock, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Bowen Road. In Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after Allen Avenue, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is jacked up back from Heritage Trace. It's about a half hour delay through that. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, rain and storms, a low of 64. Then tomorrow, more showers in the morning with a high of 69. That's right, just 69 for a high tomorrow. Right now, though, 92 at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
Those are people calling about the new racially charged shooting.
Yeah, Sean?
Yeah, boss. Yeah, this guy that got killed in St. Louis, he's currently out on bond for felony weapons possession and resisting arrest.
Is that your wife?
Kids.
Oh, how many you got?
Two.
How old are they?
3 and 4.
Are you happy about it?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going?
On my way home, man. Long day at work. Got the kiddos. Going home. Make some dinner.
Let me talk to one of them.
All right.
No!
Can you say hi to Russ Martin?
No.
Hi, Russ
Martin. What's her name?
Her name's Marie.
Well, hand the phone to her. I'm not going to be ugly.
Oh, you're on speakerphone.
Oh. Hi, Marie.
Hi. Say hi.
Hi.
What'd you do in school today? Shut up.
Jesus. We're so close.
That was almost going to be precious.
She's got to learn early on. You can't talk while other people are talking. I was going to ask her about her day. No, she's got to tell me what's going on first.
Well.
I know, but you need to nip that in the bud.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I missed what he said, Alfie. The guy was already out on weapons possession charge?
Exactly.
And resisting, I think he also said.
These are things that were he had warrants for.
Yeah. Yeah, he was out of bond.
And I'm going to guess his mama thought that they lied about that as well.
Well, they
keep arresting my son for having sandwiches.
You realize that, do you know what a sandwich is? Are you thinking of it as a different thing?
Maybe that's what he calls it in front of her. They use code words.
It could be.
I mean, if your parents, mom didn't know everything that we went out and did. We did a lot of vandalism, but okay, it sounds like I'm trying to justify it.
Yeah.
There was no person-on-person crime.
Gotcha.
Never robbed anybody.
There was no violent crime. No, yeah.
No. Just a few juvenile acts of random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if our parents knew everything we did, please, we wouldn't be here today.
We did the things I forgot where we got we just took clothes and stuffed it with newspaper and made it look like a person. We'd throw it out on the road in the middle of the night. When a car's coming.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, I know it. Nobody ever got hurt.
Did you ever used to draw like chalk lines of each other?
No.
Leaving the street? Yeah.
Nobody cared about that. They'd run over that. there are cities. There was a shooting in a convenience store someplace a couple of days ago. Paramedics stabbing.
Paramedics came out, got the guy out of the store, blood all over the place. People kept walking, rolling their strollers through it. They couldn't give a rat's ass less. So you think a chalk outline's going to change anything? Nobody pays attention to chalk outline, and that's why I'm dropping the song every time it comes up.
You're getting knuckles. That was really well done.
I've been on a tear.
You have. So proud. You're right, though. That I remember. I saw that story. There was a grocery store. There was a stabbing. as the police officers were still, it was still like a crime scene. They're still investigating. People are like, excuse me, I need pasta.
You realize you're rolling through blood. The only thing I could think was, because it was back near the refrigerator where they had a lot of meats. This sounded like a larger convenience store with like a meat section.
Sure.
So maybe they thought it was meat from the butcher did something.
Yeah, if you didn't know something had just transpired and you see red stuff on the floor in a grocery store, you would assume some sort of meat thing or someone broke a bottle of pasta sauce. You wouldn't immediately think, hey, blood.
Yeah, unless it's a regular occurrence. But with everything that's top of mind now, I ain't walking through blood. I'm not even going in any place that even looks like it owns blood.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the last time I was at a grocery store and saw just something that was broken in the aisle, I just said, no, I don't really need anything down that aisle. I'll go around. I didn't want anyone thinking I did it.
Is that I, Robert, on three?
That is a different Robert.
Oh. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Russ.
Hello.
Russ, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, just want to let you know that the 17 shots that were fired most likely came from a Glock 17. They hold 17 rounds. The magazine's 9mm. Could even been a SIG 226. They hold quite a few rounds also. And most of the time, if you're getting shot at, you're scared, and you're just trying to make your way out of it, you're going to hit that trigger as hard as you can, as fast as you can. So he probably emptied that thing and just trying to get out of there.
And just because you fired 17 shots doesn't mean you hit them 17 times.
No.
Oh, no, not even close. Probably half of them probably didn't hit the target. I believe they said law enforcement-wise, whatever you score on paper during training, that drops by at least 20 points in a real-life situation.
I would think it would probably drop even more than that.
I would expect it to drop by half.
Because a cop friend of mine said at some crime scenes where an officer had to shoot someone or shoot at someone, as they pulled their gun out, you could see bullet holes in the ground from their legs leading up. So they were already pulling the trigger even before they got their target lined up. So I understand. I understand being rattled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Yeah, they actually said in the story that makes sense as far as being a 17-round weapon. However, he did manage to hit this suspect a few times. They didn't say how many. Lower extremity before the fatal one entered his right cheek and through his head. But, of course, the story makes sure to mention that the officer fired 17 times, but doesn't say if that was the full load in his weapon or he had to reload or what. Those little detail things that, you know, it sounds bad when he says, oh, he shot at him 17 times. It'd be worse if he had to reload it to get to 17. It'd be worse sounding.
Maybe he's a sucky shot. And sometimes when people are running, that makes it harder to hit them.
Yeah.
Most perps just won't stand still.
No, they don't. They don't take kindly to being like the silhouette at a target range.
I will not stand here static for your pleasure. Dodge and weave. Okay. How are you going to explain it to that community? This was a righteous shoot. He shot at the officer first. Because if they're already protesting, there's nothing you can tell them short of maybe a body cam. Any footage from that, street cams, anything they could come up with. Oh, why did you have to kill him? Because he was shooting at me. He was, I'm assuming, he was trying to kill me.
Yeah. Let's play this out real quick.
If
everything the police said is accurate, and there was a body cam to prove it, the protesters would still have a beef in their mind because they would say, why did the officer go to interact with these guys in the first place? Had he not profiled them, This guy, the reason why he ran, the victim, was because he was afraid of the police officer and he took off running.
He was just an innocent kid with outstanding felonious warrants.
And a gun in his waistband.
I think they said...
But that's what they would do. They would say, it never even had to get to that point had he not messed with him.
I think there were two other people involved.
Yeah, there were two other people.
They saw them. This officer saw him running initially, and one of them was holding his pants up.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, is a telltale sign of you got a gun in there. Because most of them don't wear holsters. Most criminals. And guns are heavy.
Yes.
So they're trying to hold their pants up. Well, that's for a reason.
Yes. I've also seen people running down the street, and I had to do a double take because I was like, what? Because the guy's running with his shorts, and he's got one hand holding his pants up, and it's like, okay, is he holding a weapon, or is he just keeping his pants up?
But I think that was the initial reason that
it was.
Cop thought that he had a weapon. Doesn't mean he draw it down on him just because he had baggy pants.
No, they said the officer drew down because the guy fired at him.
So what do you say to the community? He shot at our officer.
All you can do is present the evidence, and they're going to choose to either believe it or not. There's nothing you can do about it. You cannot convince them. You're not going to be able to do it.
And I wonder how things are going to play out in Ferguson.
Part of what they need to do, I mean, they have a long road ahead of them. One of the best things they can do is somehow think about how can we recruit minorities to be a part of our police force. That's one of the best ways to
do. Do they not have a lot in Ferguson?
No, they had like two. I believe their police force was like 80-something percent.
White?
Caucasian, yeah. And when asked, so how many black police officers do you have? I think he said, I don't know, a couple.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's bad.
I don't know how you've...
Really. But then
they're running promos for Mulaney on Fox right now.
Yuck.
You know, Fox 4 is doing that just to crawl up under my skin. Are we late?
Yes.
Do we have at least 60 seconds?
Yeah.
Why?
Just in time for Halloween, Pretty Little Dan Inc. is proud to announce our new line of pleasure devices. Spook up your manhood with our new Dando Weenie. Molded from Dan's own junketalia, it's painted orange with a built-in light on the head with reservoir bags for extra candy. Pump it into your favorite dick or treater. Pump it into your own hand. Pump it into your cousin. Everyone loves to pump Ken. Or dress your manhood up like the king of the beasts with 4 10-inch fangs and a 6-foot mane. It's the Dandelion. Now when she says, eat me, you can. When you call, also ask about our Jacko Dando, Dando's Inferno, and Dando First Blood. All products are previously used and not cleaned or emptied. From PLD Inc.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
506. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walmart. Traffic blows everywhere. Here's the worst of it. Let's start off in Dallas, southbound 75, right at 635, right there in the high five. Got an accident blocking the left lane of the ramp there. Traffic is backed up back from around mid-park. In Garland, southbound 635, right at Centerville Ferguson. Still got that accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. This has traffic completely stopped all the way back from the high five. Also, in that backup, got another accident right before Plano Road. That's blocking the HOV in the left lane. All in all, it's about an hour delay through that crap. Into Plano, eastbound of the bush, just before 75, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back to the tollway. In Arlington, eastbound I-20, just after Matlock, got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back to Bowen Road. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after Allen Avenue, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to the Golden Triangle. Listen to the Eagle all weekend long for a shot to win pit tickets and meet and greet passes to Freakers Ball 2014. Your first shot to win is Saturday morning at 8:25. More info is at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Hey, this is James Brown.
with another exciting item from PLD Inc. Just top of your Halloween party. It's a Rotato Dando T-Twist. This nipple twisting machine will send your nipples in a whirlwind of pleasure. The Rotato Dando is fully adjustable. Whether you got areolas big as CDs or nipples as small as pencil lead, Rotato Dando guarantee twist mode. If those wrong, it's capable of twisting right through any Halloween costume. You want to twist with a buddy? Follow them the next 153 minutes and receive a second Rotato Dando for half price. Twist your sister's nipple in law. Your bus driver nipple, your mailman, even your cat nipple. What about a Rotato Dando titty twister party? There's no limit on how many Rotato Dando you can buy. Rotato Dando also comes with instructions on video exclusively on VHS. Stan be right there showing you how all the great features work on the Rotato Dando. So step into this Nissan track line at Wonderland with all the new Rotato Dando gear for Halloween. And enjoy it all year long.
I cut that and I got no clue.
Eagle Weather brought to you by Whataburger. Tonight, storms, rain, 64 degrees for the low.
Whataburger.
Mm-hmm. Then tomorrow, morning, rain, and a high of 69. Right now, it is 92, but 97.1 the Eagle.
You guys got a kick out of that?
Yeah, it was good. That was perfect.
Say it again. Sponsored.
Whataburger.
No.
Traffic is brought to you by Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Yeah.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Like I said yesterday, maybe I need to rethink how I write stuff for the show. Maybe I should do more legal ID bits. Backsell more songs. Since everybody seems to get off on the things that really are stupid. Or work this in.
Whataburger.
What about it?
I think it's sounded perfect. Sound like the dude that says it on
I don't even know who does it.
I think he passed away. He was famous.
Don't you cry about it. Hey, you want to hear me back sell a song?
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
How long you been in this studio with us and you don't even know the terms?
Back sell?
Hey, hang on, is that my house on TV right now?
No, that's not your house. That's Deion Sanders.
Oh.
Several indoor and outdoor
pools. Is it for sale?
A screen yeah, it's going up on auction. Stage,
a bowling alley and an arcade. It's valued at $11.7 million.
Yeah, that's not my house. Have you heard the new AC/DC?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
We played it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Backselling is when the song ends and you tell them, the listeners, what they just heard.
Oh.
I don't know a layman's term for it.
It's a radio term for telling people this is a song you just heard.
Okay, so being like, that was AC/DC.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So I back sold a song one day this week. I start getting emails. Alfie pulls the clip. Everybody's excited. I'll play it for you. See if you get excited. Because I don't get it. And that is new AC/DC on the Eagle.
It was pretty cool.
See?
Why? You hear people
the way you said the Eagle was just like, it was like, yeah, that's the Eagle. Like, ah, like.
This is my house.
This is my house. You in my house.
If you just take the term and throw it away like you don't care, why would listeners want to hang on to it? Why would there be any oomph or meaning behind it, any heritage. Just go, oh, 97.1 Eagle.
And honestly, I hate when I don't know what the song is, so I kind of like that. Because
I'm not doing it again.
Come in mid-song, and you don't know who it is. When they say it, it's awesome, and they rarely
would you rather me start saying who it is in the middle of the song?
No. Actually, yeah.
And that is new AC/DC on the Eagle. Make you wet?
A little bit.
Check it.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Would you let Billy the Kid come down here and check, see if you wet?
No.
What about Cruz?
No, I don't even know who that is.
That's Night Guy on Kiss.
I don't know what he looks like.
Pale, spiky hair.
He looks like a celebrity, and I can't think of who it is. Every time I see him, Billy the Kid just looks like a thug out of Detroit.
A pretty thug.
Yeah, probably prettiest thug I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Clean thug.
Nah, he doesn't shave.
Well kept. He just looks like he smells good.
I don't know what he smells like.
It's probably a good odor.
Go down there and smell him.
I don't want to smell him.
You mean ask him first?
No.
I bet you do want to smell him. You just don't want to admit to it.
Russ.
About to get awkward.
I don't even know if this is the right extension.
We'll find out.
If it's Don Davis, you got to go smell him.
Hello?
Is Billy there? This is Russ. We're on the air.
No, it's McCray. He just left.
McCray.
Oh, who's McCray?
That's the other one that Kenzie's in love with.
Hey. Can Kenzie come down there and smell you?
I haven't showered, but sure.
All right. We'll send it right down.
That's perfect. Then she get the authentic scent. No masking.
And when Billy gets back to the bathroom, you can smell him. I forget which one. Is that tall, thin, brunette kid?
No, this is the shorter, slightly built, pretty also.
Oh, yeah, I know all the people here.
I can tell.
Go smell him. What's his name? McCray?
McCray.
Mm-hmm.
You got the hots for him?
I think he's really cute.
Why don't you go down there and
there don't it is. Start this again.
Go down there and
no.
I don't like the fact that you want to everybody up here me.
I don't want to sleep with anybody. I don't know anybody.
How about just some foreplay?
No.
Okay. Oh, I found that porn chick that reminds me of Kenzie this morning, and I tried to remember her name, because obviously I'm not going to get up and write it down.
Right. You're busy.
And I spaced it. I also saw another video, another porn chick. It was like a three-way, two chicks and a guy, and this chick only had one implant.
Huh? So she had one big boob, one tiny boob?
That's what one implant means.
Well, making sure, there's another way to go, but whatever.
And I had to look at it a couple of different times. Because, you know, there are a lot of people moving around.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, parts. Maybe it's just the angle or what. No, she only got one implant. So I looked at the comments to see if anybody else noticed it. And they said, hey, who's the what did he call her? Wallflowers? Who did one headlight?
Wallflowers.
Yes. Yeah. Who's a Wallflowers chick? I mean, I appreciate the fact that she's not spending more money than she's got. Hey, yeah. If I only got enough for one, I get one right now. And then I save up for the other one.
Finish up my big one.
Well, she's got the best of both worlds, though. She's got a fake one and a real one. And some guys like one or the other, so she's got both.
That doesn't work because the human brain likes symmetry. And if one is smaller than the other one, it's going to look odd.
Especially by a large amount.
And close your eyes.
Your hands will still know the
difference. I'm looking at porn. Why do I want to close my eyes?
No, if you're sleeping with her, close your eyes.
Yeah, no. for Russ's purposes, it's really odd.
Yeah.
It's hard to get around that. Yeah.
If you wanted implants, would you only get one at a time?
No.
Just to see how you liked it?
No. Test it out. Take it out for a spin.
See which one they squeeze the most. If they keep going back to the original one, then I know not to get two of them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she's doing.
No, I can't.
Maybe she had an accident and, like, she had them both and the one just got deflated.
One of them blew out on the set?
Yeah. So she didn't have time.
That's a trooper.
Yeah, she didn't have time to get it fixed. She's like, hey, I got another scene to shoot. Let's do this.
But you had a breast blowout. I don't make no difference. I'm from Canada. We keep going regardless.
You're a real team player.
uh, either somebody popped a boob or somebody blew an engine, a Texas Motorplex.
Yeah.
I'll do a screen cap and I'll send it to you.
I'm genuinely curious.
You could probably Google one implant porn star. I'm doing it.
Do it. Yeah, you might as well. It makes sense.
I remember she was, okay, one implant porn star. Remember she was blind. Let's go under images. No. Yeah, how did that come up in the searches? Some guy bent over, shoving his ass into the camera. Maybe he had testicular implants.
Oh, he had nudicles.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Well, they just call them balls.
Well, because then people might get confused with other balls.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about his balls. I'm clicking off of that.
You know what? You don't want to go down that Google path.
No, she didn't come up.
How does that not? There has to be a search somewhere where that would come up. Someone, you cannot be the first person who ever Googled that.
Tell you who else I like is, I think her name is Nicole Aniston, blonde.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, you've told me about her before.
Kind of looks like Tara from Paws in the City, sort of like Whitney Drolin. I like to pull up porn stars that look like people I know, Google it, and then put POV behind it, and then hold my waist up to the monitor.
Creepy.
That's why I do it.
I want to see this porn star that looks like me.
I have no recollection of her name. I'll try and look during the break.
Okay.
You're not going to like it.
Mm-mm.
Why?
You're just not. She's kind of got a gap between her two front teeth, but that's about it.
Then why would you say she resembles me?
Well, she does with a thing in her mouth.
Disgusting.
And also keep in mind, kids, that you said it yourself. She resembles you. He's not saying that she's your doppelganger.
Okay.
But it's not like he opened up the porn site and thought, oh, my God, it's Kinsey.
Okay.
He just said, hey, looks like Kinsey.
We could be second long-distance cousins.
I don't care. I still beat off to it. Yeah. Giving it to Kinsey.
Oh, that's not right at all.
Mm-mm.
All right. Hey, well, Alfie, did you pull up the prices right for Kinsey?
I did.
Okay.
There's about 18 or so right next to you, and I'm working on another 10, 12.
Kinsey, there was a story in the news yesterday. You got some guys bidding on the prices right. Did you keep the clip, Dan?
Damn it, no.
What's wrong with you?
Before I deleted that stuff today, I actually thought, I wonder if we'll need any of these today like we needed yesterday.
Maybe save clips for the week, and then on Friday, clear them out.
That was actually a thought I had today.
Well, it doesn't seem to work. Anyway, so everybody's bidding on a hammock. They start around $700, $755. Get to the last guy, and he goes, $7,000. Even the contestant next to him, she goes, seven? And Drew Carey said, 7,000. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, man.
I think the actual retail price was $800.
$880.
Oh, my God.
So then somehow you came up in conversation. I went, I guarantee it. Kinsey wouldn't have any idea what a hammock or anything else cost.
Mm-mm.
How often do you shop?
Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently.
Even when you bought groceries for me, you didn't look at the prices. You just knew what I liked and you got it. You had no idea what they cost.
I actually did because I always got the cheapest one, Kroger brand, instead of like the name brand.
Well, that's what I told you. You get the one that says a name you don't recognize. Yeah, that'll be the store brand.
And check the price, just in case.
You didn't check the price.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yuh-huh.
Okay.
You want to try some of these now?
Sure.
We got...
What, we got about three clothes?
Yes. Okay. Oh, good. Even gave me a price range without her going over. Thank you, Alfie.
You're welcome.
Hang on. Close out my browser with all the implants. Now I got to find the prices right music. It's It's going to take me forever to fix this show tonight. I hate cutting out all the gaps.
You don't cut out these gaps.
Yes, I do. It depends.
Well, yeah.
Okay. There we go. It's Cup of Soup, instant soup mix, a four-count pack, chicken noodle variety. Enjoy this soul-restoring combo of chicken and veggie flavors along with a savory curly swirly noodles from Lipton. It's a pack of four. Come within 10 cents without going over.
$7.99.
Actual retail price, $1.79.
Oh my, for all four?
Mm-hmm.
Is this old school prices?
It's instant soup. You know, you can't really eat it right out of the box.
Yeah.
The next item up for bid, Wrigley's Double Mint Gum. Freshen your breath with this 5-pack of Wrigley's Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure, double your fun with Double Mint Gum. Come within 5 cents without going over.
$1.50.
Actual retail price, 50 cents.
For a pack?
Mm-hmm.
Is this, where can I find this grocery store?
Is that right off you, 50 cents for a 5-pack?
Well, yeah, for just a little 5 sticks of gum.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Okay, that's what I thought too.
Five.
Well, you said the 5-pack.
I thought it meant 5.
Yeah, like 5 packs. Like
not 5 sticks
packages.
Of gum.
Yeah.
What did Alfie type?
5-pack.
Okay. Jeez, Alfie.
I misunderstood that.
I did too.
Okay.
I understood.
Next item up for bid, Kraft Velveeta cheese. With less than 1/3 the fat of regular cheese, Kraft Velveeta cheese has a longer shelf life with a smooth, creamy texture. This 32-ounce box will keep your guests coming back for more. Come within 50 cents without going over.
$4.50.
No. Actual retail price, $6.88.
I suck at this.
Is there a good finisher on here, Alfie?
The very, very last one.
Really?
That's what I intended it for.
Okay. Next item up for bid, Little Debbie Oatmeal Cream Pies. Enjoy the original cream pie. 2 oatmeal cookies with delicious creamy filling in between. This club pack ensures that everyone gets a cream pie. Come within, is this right?
That's right. I looked them up all online.
2 oatmeal cookies.
Yes.
Wait.
Oh, they're pies. Okay. Pies. Like big pies.
Oh.
Here we go. 2 oatmeal cookies with delicious cream filling in between. This club pack ensures everyone gets a cream pie. Come within a dollar without going over.
I'm still confused on what food it is. It's not the little cookies that you
That's
eat?
It.
There can't be 2 cookies, Alfie. It's $15.
That's
for
not
a
right.
big club pack.
You're not good at this.
No.
I wrote club pack on there.
Like at Sam's.
Yeah.
What's a club pack?
A lot of them in a big box.
But you said 2 oatmeal cookies. She's going to need to know how many oatmeal cookies are
yeah.
in a club pack.
There's about 15 or 16
of them. Doesn't say that on here. You're going to make me swear.
I'm sorry.
Are you stupid?
No, I wrote club pack.
I don't know the club pack.
Dan, would you have gotten that?
He said club pack, so I assumed there was a lot.
2 oatmeal cookies with delicious cream filling in between. This club pack ensures everyone gets a cream pie. What would you have bid? Don't you say
$15. $14.99?
$14.95.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:35, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walmart. Starting off in Dallas, southbound 635. Sorry, southbound 75, right at 635. Got an accident blocking the left lane of the ramp there. Traffic is backed up back from around Mid-Park. In Garland, southbound 635, right at Centerville Ferguson. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic is still completely stopped all the way back from around the High 5. Still about an hour delay through that. into Plano eastbound on the Bush just before 75. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up all the way back from the tollway. In Carrollton westbound on the Bush right at I-35. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Trinity Mills. And in Arlington eastbound I-20 just after Matlock Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Bowen Road. Caller number 9 wins a pair of pit tickets to Freaker's Ball. It's Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, featuring Chevelle, P.O.D., and Papa Roach. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Grapevine Mills. Tonight, storms 64 for an overnight low. Then tomorrow, rain in the morning, a high around 69. Right now, it's 92. The 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
All right. You mentioned it earlier when they showed a photo of it. I think it was on CBS 11. Deion Sanders, former home in Prosper, a 29,000-square-foot mega mansion, is about to go on the auction block. On November 18th, Concierge Auctions will sell the house with no reserve.
No.
Mm-hmm.
How many square feet?
29,000.
How much land?
9.4 acres.
No.
In a nod to Hugh Hefner, the master bedroom features a round bed next to a marble column with six recessed televisions. The bed does come with the house. In early summer, the house and surrounding property was sold, and developers plan to build upscale homes on most of the land, but that still leaves the main house sited on 9.4 acres. There's a basketball court, barbershop, bowling alley, and indoor and outdoor pools. It is a zero-reserve auction, but Collin County Appraisal District lists the value at $11.7 million.
The selling price is?
It's a zero-reserve auction, but it's valued at $11.7 million. So, I mean, you could get it for much less than that.
Well, actually, the city county appraisals are normally less than what the house is worth.
I did think that given everything that this thing seems to have, it didn't sound like a very high number.
Well, especially, where is it, Prosper?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe land in that part of Prosper isn't really expensive.
Maybe not, but that's still an area that's still expanding. Because as Frisco area and McKinney and Allen and Little Elm and Prosper and all these different places, they're expanding. So a place like Prosper, forgive me, is going to prosper.
So Deion still own it or not?
He sold it to this company or developers, and then they're selling the main house.
Deion listed the home for $21 million in 2009, but took it off the market in 2011. I think he just said that. The estate, you lied to me.
What?
The estate is a 109-acre property.
No, you didn't listen.
What?
They sold off the surrounding area for development, and then the main house is still sited on the 9.4 acres.
Yeah.
You're right, though. I should have told you it was the 100-plus. Come on, you can do it. You got a fast mower.
But this is right, 29,000 square feet?
Yes, that part is accurate.
If I'm going to buy a house that big, it's going to be on a zero lot.
It did make me think of you, though, because there was a photo that went with it. There was a couple, some of the front of the house. And then this one, though, is a shot of the foyer, because it reminded me of when the people came to look at your house and didn't like where the staircase was. He kind of solves that problem.
Dual staircases.
Yep.
That's a big entryway.
Yeah.
Alfie, get off the phone. You listening?
Yep.
Pull up, because I've got my house cams on, because I'm supposed to show the house again today. Pull up the one of the entryway. Of the staircase.
I'm trying to remember it.
Yeah, good. I don't know why they said that's in a bad place. How else are you going to get from upstairs to downstairs?
Maybe they just didn't like that it was spiral?
Well,
Well, you want something just straight. It's spiral, so it doesn't take up as much room.
Yeah, and I get that. Hmm. And that's a nice spiral staircase. Because I would be afraid of being in the Whiskey Matrix or Drunk Dan and having one of those metal spiral staircases. I'd be afraid I'd get hung up in it.
Alfie, let me see the family room.
Where's the puppies?
I don't know. I don't see them.
Well, if they were showing the house, they're probably locked up in the laundry room.
Or they're out back. Bring up the pool view, please. I don't see them outside.
Wait, go back one. Go to the living room.
Go back to the family room.
Okay.
I don't see anybody in the house. Maybe they already showed it.
Keep looking.
There, I only have the three cameras online right now.
That's it?
Yeah.
Where's my blue?
He can't see you.
He's deaf, not blind.
Stupid.
Knuckles.
Air knuckles. All right.
I still feel like you missed the point there.
No, I don't think she did. go back to the studio wide shot or whatever.
That's funny.
You realize Dan meant there's.
I do now.
Okay.
That's way funnier.
You called me stupid.
I did.
Sure. Oh man.
Good job, Kenzie.
She just high-fived herself.
She still thinks she beat you.
Yeah.
I wish I would have did that on purpose. Not on accident.
I wish we had a conversation that we did off the air on.
Oh.
Ask her, what size motor's in her car, Dan?
Kenzie, what size motor's in your car?
A 5-cylinder.
Wow.
Not the good cylinder, not the big one, the 6 one, but the 5, the one that's below it.
Is that an inline or a...
It's in...
Staggered?
Inside.
Inside, okay.
I don't think Ford makes 5-cylinder motors.
I'm not really
that's
sure.
That's what they told me.
Anybody does.
there's a really small car that's 3 cylinders, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. It's either... I guess there's some with 2.
A little bitty one. I don't know what any were two, but the Geo Metro, when it came out, was 3-cylinder.
Is that a smart car?
Yeah, maybe you should get one of those. Maybe it'd balance out. Yours is either a 4 or a 6.
It's a 4.
What kind of car is it?
Ford Focus.
Yeah, it's a 4.
I was trying to play the prices right with her off the air.
Oh, okay.
So I pulled up her car just to see what the current value or what a 2014 sells for.
Sure.
She didn't even get that.
Was she close?
No.
Was she within 5 grand?
No.
Wow.
I got my numbers backwards.
Oh, and, all right. What do you think it cost? I paid $32,000.
Holy shit. That's a nice focus.
I looked online. The most expensive Focus that Ford sells is is yours electric?
No.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay.
No gasoline, right?
Mm-hmm. So even Chloe had to get in. He goes, "What did you pay for the car?" Yeah. $32,000. There's no way. The most expensive one, even if it's a ST or SE, whatever the sportier versions are, still at $32,000. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I paid.
I don't remember.
That would be really frightening, though. Or
her own car. She didn't know what she paid for.
No.
You'd be sitting there as a contestant on The Price is Right. I got this one. Mm. I own that very same car.
$32,000.
Went over by at least 10 or 12. All right.
Do you know how much gas is?
Yeah.
All right.
She beat you on that one.
Yeah. Atta girl. An annual report released this week says Dallas County is the deadliest place for women in Texas.
Hang on. Really, Alfie?
Everyone's calling in with that.
Which model is it? Just tell me.
It's a Focus. Ford makes a five-cylinder Focus.
Uh-oh.
Yes! I knew
Damn it.
What? What? My
yes, finish she, that sentence.
What'd she say?
She tried to say my house.
Oh.
I am not stupid today.
Okay, I was wrong.
Yeah. Thank you, caller.
Hey, sorry. At least I don't do grandstanding when I'm
sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
Really?
I don't.
I knew it was
It'd wear me out. You read something?
I am. I was double-checking the fives, making sure no one's pulling wool over us. An annual report released this week says Dallas County is the deadliest place for women in Texas. In 2012, 20 women died at the hands of a partner. The people who try to protect them often go to extraordinary measures, but sometimes it's not enough. A victim of domestic violence, who chose not to be identified for the story for Channel 8, her abuser found her because she filed court documents for child support and had to give a physical address. When they served him papers, he saw her home address. Court documents also show how Pastor Marcus King's stalker tracked him down at his home. She stalked him for several years, and when he filed court papers to keep her away, he too had to give his address. He said, one of the things I learned is if they are going to serve them things, you need to find out what is going to be sent out. Pastor King ended up...
Here's the address that you can't come within 300 feet, something like that.
Exactly.
You just told me where they were.
You nailed it.
Obviously, I don't care about the law. So what do I care about a restraining order? Thanks for the address.
Mm-hmm. And this is something you've been saying for years.
Yeah, when I got arrested, there was an automatic temporary restraining order.
Yeah.
And it said, you can't go within, I forgot how many feet it was, of this address. Okay, well, I don't care, but thanks for telling me where Mandy is.
Right.
And we'll need you to surrender all your guns in 2 or 3 days. All right, so if I understand this.
Yeah, let me make sure. Let me write this down, bullet point it, make sure I got it all right.
If I was really a criminal, would I pay attention to any of that? Mm-hmm. What you did was just give me a map. And if I was that big of a threat, why do I get 2 or 3 days to get rid of my guns?
Along with a known address. That's. It really is something that it seems so simple. But I think the courts would probably, if it's a defense, they would have to say, well, in order to give someone a restraining order, they have to know where they can't go. Maybe something
I would just say 300 feet, something like that, of this person, wherever they happen to be.
Right.
If you accidentally run into them, then you back up 300 feet.
Exactly. I think that's the best way to go about it. You change the verbiage as opposed to the whole thing of you can't go within 300 feet of this address. That's really the dumbest thing. And it's really something that it shouldn't take bad things happening to people like this to figure it out. This is one of those things you should have known beforehand.
Mandy even called me after the TRO because she knew the whole South Lake thing was a screw job. And she was laughing. She goes, they got the wrong address. So... You can't come within the Thompson's house.
Oh, God.
Which is like at the end of the street.
Oh, Jesus.
I still wasn't going to visit her, but
no.
Like they got nothing right.
Did they get anything right? They didn't get the story right. They didn't get the paperwork right. They missed the address.
Well, didn't even call to see if possibly, hey, were you even home that night? To me, that would be the first question.
Makes sense. Do you have an alibi?
Yeah. All right, good.
Yep. The idea of women playing sports is no longer a novelty, yet there are still plenty of places where women get relegated to positions of cheering and observing, not participating. A young girl in Arizona noticed something peculiar about the Dick's Sporting Goods Basketball 2014 catalog and decided to have her say. McKenna Peterson observed that there were no women actually playing basketball in the catalog. So she decided to write the sporting goods chain and inform them of their oversight. She wrote in part, I have received your basketball 2014 catalog in the mail. I think that girls should be treated as equally as boys are treated. There are no girls in the catalog. Oh, wait, sorry. There is a girl in the catalog on page 6, sitting in the stands. The Phoenix Mercury, that's a WNBA team, Diana Taurasi, or Taurasi, WNBA player, and Brittany Griner, also a WNBA player, all retweeted McKenna's letter. Dick's Sporting Goods has not even tweeted since October 8th and is yet to respond to McKenna's letter.
I can respond for them.
Okay.
The name of the company is Dick's.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
602, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walmart. It's Texas OU weekend. Traffic blows everywhere. Here's the worst of it. Starting off in Arlington, west on I-30, right at 360. Got an accident there blocking everything. Well, everything. Traffic's barely getting by in the exit lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from McCarthy. About a 40-minute delay through it. In Hurst, southbound Loop 820, right at Glenview Pipeline. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there's backed up back from 183. In Grand Prairie, eastbound I-20, right at the Bush. Got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic there's backed up back from Matlock. In Carrollton, westbound of the Bush, right at I-35, got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stages. Traffic is still backed up back from Kelly Trinity Mills. And in Garland, southbound 635, right at Centerville Ferguson, still got some major delays from that earlier accident. Traffic is still completely stopped back from around the High 5, still about an hour delay through it. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight, storms, rain, an overnight low of 64. Tomorrow morning, more showers. It should dissipate as the day goes on. We'll see a high of 69. Right now, pretty much all of North Texas is under a severe weather watch, a thunderstorm watch. Right now, though, Wise County is in a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:30. It is 89 right now at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Rock this party. Dance, everybody. Make it hot in this party. Don't stop. Move your body. Rock this party. Dance, everybody. Make it hot in this party.
Everybody dance now.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
Real quick, Kevin on Facebook said, of course, Cindy has a five-cylinder car. She probably also lives in a 2 3/8-story house.
Cindy?
Kinsey.
Oh. She got it right. She said five-story.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah, apparently that model Focus that she has is the RS, the straight line five.
That's it.
All right, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I accept your apology.
Still looking for that porn star that looks like Kinsey.
Do you remember the site you were on when you saw it?
No.
Okay. A new study.
I just Googled blonde, wall-eyed nipple porn stars.
And it didn't come up.
Not yet.
Shocking.
Rude.
I know something's wrong with one of your nipples.
There is nothing wrong with my nipples.
Sure get real antsy about it when I bring it up.
My nipples are perfect.
What size are they?
Normal sized.
Normal for you, but what does that mean?
I'm not giving details of my nipples on air.
About that big?
I'm not answering.
That big?
No.
That big?
No. Way too small.
Are they proportionate for your...
Yes.
Your breast?
Yes. So, Dan, the story?
I don't have any more. We ran out like 4 hours ago.
Damn. Can't find it. It'll come up.
Okay.
Keep reading.
A new study out of UCLA found that men are terrible at sizing up which guys they could and could not beat up. The top signs that make us think we could beat someone up are if we see them when we're standing on solid ground or walking in a group with other guys. That's stupid. The top signs that make us think someone would beat us up are if they're holding a gun or if they have a reputation for being a risk taker, or they have a, quote, name associated with blacks. I wish I was making that up. It's basically all in our head. None of those signs correlate to how well we match up with the other guy physically or how a fight would actually turn out. That's all according to the Los Angeles Times.
Well, it all depends. Another part is, how well do you know how to fight? How many fights you been in?
Those are all contributing factors to when you size up another guy.
The other guy, does he have martial arts training? How badly do I want to get in this fight?
And then on top of that, one of the first things a guy does if he's sizing up another guy is see how big he is. He actually sizes him up. I mean, yeah, this makes sense.
Well, but even if they're a few inches shorter than me, I still don't know if they've got any training. It is really hard looking at porn and talking.
I'm sure it is.
I'm gonna find this chick.
Okay.
And you don't really know if they've got a gun or not.
And if you've been drinking, you could beat up anybody in your mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, somehow in your mind, after like a few shots, you think you're a ninja.
Yeah.
I can take on anybody. I'll take on the whole bar. No, you won't.
And you don't know if the guy that you want to get into fisticuffs with is crazy. Because Dan said this before. You can beat up a lot of things, but you can't beat up crazy.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. And the other thing you have to keep in mind is, as part of the crazy thing, you may, in your mind, have some sort of disagreement with someone to the point where you say, let's take it outside. As soon as you say that, the crazy guy may say, I don't care to go outside. I care to cut your throat with this broken beer bottle. And that's what needs to be a legitimate concern if you decide to get in a fight somewhere.
I found her.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Alfie also says line two.
Kenzie, you sit right there. Mm-hmm. Come look at this still shot, Dan.
Wow. Okay, I can't look at that. That's too close.
Doesn't that look like her?
Yeah, that's why I'm not looking at that anymore. That's too weird.
Mm-mm. Alfie, what's line two?
He thinks he's got it nailed.
Well, I already found it, so he's late. Did you Google the name?
Yes, I did.
Does it look like Kenzie?
That looks a lot like Kenzie.
All right, thanks, Paul. Let me go ahead and do that. Surprised it took me so long to find it. What's her name?
Her name is Dakota Sky.
With an E?
Yep.
Images. That doesn't look like the chick I just had pulled up.
Man, that is an interesting...
Actually, I spelled Dakota way wrong. I spelled Doki Doke.
I just clicked on her Twitter just to see, like, normal photos, try to. It's kind of hard because her cover photo, the big banner one in the top, is her blowing a bubble.
Okay. This is not the same chick I just got through looking at. No. Alfie, this chick is blonde, but sort of a wider face.
Yeah, short hair. When she has a lot of eye makeup on, she looks... like Kinsey.
No, I closed out the browser for no reason. I had it.
Go to your
because Dan, the picture you're looking at doesn't look like the one that I had pulled up.
No, it's not the same.
History.
I know how to work porn.
Although, if you want to cam with that porn star chick, I see your rates.
What do they charge for cams?
How long you want to go for? 45 minutes, 60 minutes?
It depends on how hot they are.
Oh, here you go. 15 minutes. How much?
$45.
Yeah, a little more than that. 75 for 15 minutes.
No.
Half an hour, 150.
What is it with a cam that I'm going to get out of that?
You get to, it sounds like personal one-on-one cam time with her.
So?
I guess a lot of guys are into that sort of thing.
No, I'm not paying. I'm pissed off. I closed out the browser after I found the chick and said, oh, it's this Dakota Sky. No, it's not even close. The picture I showed you, Dan, looked almost just like Kenzie, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
I think y'all are full of it.
Nope. I'll have to pull it back up. Okay. Now that the idiot on the phone.
Pull it back up.
I should. Never
trust anybody else as far as porn goes.
Gotta get, yeah, you are our expert, so.
I should have never. Idiot.
And you need to be your own expert.
Alfie, don't let him call anymore.
You got it.
You're banning him from the show.
Yes. Read something while I find this picture again.
All right. Stephen Collins claims his estranged wife, Faye Grant, has been using the tape of him admitting to child molestation to extort him during their divorce proceedings. His attorney released a statement saying Faye has repeatedly threatened to give this audio tape to the media unless Stephen agreed to pay her millions of dollars more than to what she is legally entitled. He goes on to say it appears that she has finally found an audience for this tape, not surprisingly, on the eve of the trial in the divorce case where, again, she's seeking millions of dollars more than that to which she's legally entitled. There's still no word from Collins on the content of the tape, but his attorney says circumstances dictate that we must regrettably refrain from commenting at this time. Sources say there's $14 million in assets on the line in the divorce, including $5 million in property. He lost another acting gig over this. He was due for a return guest appearance on Scandal, but ABC announced that that's not happening anymore.
All right, Chloe, walk over here and tell me if this chick doesn't look like Kenzie. It doesn't say what her name is. It just says skinny blonde riding a big rooster. Let me jump ahead.
Yeah.
Let me jump ahead to where she's got something in her face. Who does that look like?
Yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah.
I bet that's Kenzie.
Let me see. See, that's not fair.
Open your mouth really wide.
No!
That's wrong.
Go like this.
Chloe! Chloe!
I'm sorry.
Chloe! You're supposed to be my friend.
He is your friend. He's trying to prove it's not you. I think it's you.
Oh, yeah, because I did a bunch of freaking porn.
You've been in a lot of weird stuff.
I'm pretty sure somebody somewhere would have found it by now.
You dated a puppeteer.
This is a sexy puppeteer. Hey. Hung like a horse.
Was he?
6'4".
Which side of the horse? Was he doing the front or the back? All right, you want to see her picture?
Yeah.
Well, come look and stop staring at the ceiling.
I was confused about the horse, front, back.
See what happens is you confuse her.
She stays that way.
I'm scared.
Doesn't that look like you?
Oh, my God, it does. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do your cans look like
that? My boobs aren't that big.
They're not?
No.
Oh, well, then you're nasty.
Hey! Y'all, it's freaking me out. Oh, my God. It looks like I'm making out with a dude, like, on a couch on a porn.
You are. I think it's you. The only thing, this must have been before all the tattoos.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm having porn.
Are you having
porn? Also, let's not lose sight of the fact that
I'm flustered.
It's on Russ's computer. And he can find it whenever he wants. And he has.
But it doesn't say what her name is.
It's not me. It doesn't look freakishly a lot like me, though. Wow.
I'll send you a bunch of links tonight.
Please don't.
Oh, God. Here come the emails. Hey, man, what's that link?
Oh, God.
Oh,
I don't know. It doesn't say her name. It just says skinny blonde riding a rooster.
Don't send out links. Please.
Let me see your cans.
No.
Oh, this one looks a lot like her. Look at this one, Dan.
All right.
Kenzie, set your ass down.
Yes, sir.
No. Way too close.
Way too close.
Why is that wigging you out?
It looks too much like her.
I said that when I brought this whole thing up.
I know, but it's more real now.
Uh-huh. Can I see?
Nope, just closed it out. Like I said, I'll send you some links tonight when I'm finishing off on you.
Oh, my God.
Was it right?
You were right.
You look at enough porn, you find somebody that looks like somebody you know.
Have you found any that looks like anyone else?
No, but I found a porn star with the exact name as my ex.
Really?
I know this is all visual, so people listening will just have to suffer through this.
So everyone.
I'll pull up a picture of this.
And you're sure it's not her?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just making sure. I don't know. I don't know what the chick looks like.
There you go.
Was that the chick that took your virginity?
No. I say my ex, I meant Mandy.
That is a big chick.
It's a, what do they call them, BBWs?
No, that's beyond. that's
three B's?
That, yeah, easily. That's the whole Better Business Bureau. That is a big woman.
And she's got, the domain is actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My ex's name. Man, she sure likes to pose doggy style.
Well, it's probably because if she goes in her back, she'll choke on the fat.
Yeah, maybe she does doggy style just to keep her airway open.
Yep. It'd hate to be crushed under your own weight.
All right, I'm done. Go back to audio stuff.
Okay. An HIV-positive transgender named Jasmina Jameson says he or she performed oral on O.J. Simpson when they were in prison. Jasmina delivered laundry to other inmates, including O.J.
Well, O.J. can't say he was tricked if you're in a prison for men.
No.
Well, I thought she was a woman.
Right. Well, she says they used to joke around, but one day O.J. took the flirting to another level. Jasmina says he asked her, "You have big boobs. Are those implants or hormone shots?" She says he asked to see them, and Jasmina obliged. O.J. told her, "You better get up out of here." A month later, things got physical. She said, "I ended up teasing him, dancing for him. I walked up on him and said, 'You can stop me if you want to.' I knew he wasn't going to stop me, and it was too late." Jasmina also added, "I'm HIV positive. I have to be really careful." I guess that wasn't being completely careful.
Did she tell O.J. before she gave him the BJ that she was HIV positive?
She doesn't say.
Well, which way was she going to this transgender thing? Was she a chick becoming a guy or a guy becoming a chick?
Guy becoming a chick.
Yeah, you're, no.
I'm assuming since he's in the male prison.
I wonder how they decide.
That's actually kind of a problem in so many prisons and jails, is trying to figure out, okay, where does this transgender person get put?
I think I couldn't decide on that one.
Because
you put me on a jury, I'm out. Because if it's a guy that looks like a chick, you don't really want to put him in a male prison, because unless that's what they like, your holes are going to be smoking all the time.
Yeah. And isn't that one of the reasons why prisons were segregated by sex, is the idea of, that way, they're not attracted to the other inmates, the cellmates and stuff.
Well, yeah.
Right. So now you have the problem, as you're saying, it's like, okay,
where do we stick them?
Yeah, because now in this case, you've got a guy becoming a girl, but you have to take their word for it when they say, "Oh, I'm attracted to girls or guys." And then you're still like, "I don't know where to put them."
Well, you don't put somebody in prison based on who they're attracted to, because I'm sure there are gay guys in prison.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't stick them in a female prison. Otherwise, I'd fake being gay.
And therein lies the conundrum.
Unless there's some type of initiation to get me into the female prison. Are you sure you're gay? Suck this. All of it? Yes. Until he's done. I'm just gay curious. But women, ooh, no, nasty. Unless they look like Kenzie.
Oh, God, nasty. A fan who used a laser pointer to try to distract Buffalo Bills players last Sunday has been banned from all future events at Ford Field, this according to the Detroit Lions. The fan used the laser during the Bills' 17-14 victory against the Lions, including during a couple of field goal attempts by Bills kicker Dan Carpenter, one he made, one he missed. Bills head coach Doug Marrone.
Were they able to spot him through replay footage?
Not through replay footage, but some of the players and another coach had witnessed it. Bills head coach Doug Marrone said he saw the laser a couple of times, and quarterback Kyle Orton also noticed it during the game on the field of play. The Lions identified the fan. Guess how?
All right, so it wasn't replay footage.
Mm-mm.
He posted something on Twitter.
He boasted of his actions on Twitter and then admitted it to team officials. Because, you know, in his mind, he's like, yeah, I was doing my part to help.
It's only illegal if you point lasers at pilots.
Okay, while true.
How old is this guy?
Actually, it doesn't say how old he was.
I don't think you can point lasers at anybody.
No, you can't, but especially in this case.
But it's a federal crime if you do it with pilots.
Yes. Well, in this case, it got him banned from all sporting events.
But no criminal charges.
Not that I've heard of, no.
I still, okay, with everything, all the bad stuff that comes along with the internet and social media, at least criminals are still stupid enough to go, look what I did.
Yes.
Like an idiot kid in Frisco at the Frisco High School that was sending out the mock report that there was Ebola in Frisco, which was all false. And then he posts, my fake story made the news. And the cops show up, big about. Who are you arresting me for? We haven't decided yet. Could be for a while. Possibly inciting some type of scary riot, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, inciting hoax, yeah. It's a real charge.
It's not exactly. Maybe it's really close to the shouting fire.
It is.
Story.
Yeah, I mean, that's
another scenario.
Yeah, because you're inciting a panic. You're trying to cause distress among the public.
Well, I just put it on Facebook. You put it in the media, social media.
And you made it look like it was from a news outlet, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you made it look like it was from Fox 4's website.
I don't know. I tried to look it up. I looked at the Frisco's arrest reports mm-hmm. to see if I could find the kid's name, see if the family had any money, because if they do, if I was Fox 4, I'd at least make them go through the civil legal process.
Yes, absolutely.
And if this I think the kid's 17 or 18?
Under 18.
Probably still get sued.
Yeah.
And if not, you go after the parents.
Yeah, because at that point, the parents can still be held responsible for the minor.
And they let him back out. And there were people that were shocked that he got arrested. What's the charge? It's none of your business.
You could probably do a few different charges. You just have to figure out a way to apply it since it's online. One would be criminal mischief.
Well, how is it mischief? People Photoshop all the time.
Oh, okay. So we should all live by what your idea of mischief is.
Well, you got fake stories. Look at the Weekly World News. Bat Boy, he's not real.
Yes.
Okay.
And somewhere on that website, it even says, for entertainment and satire purposes.
Is it really? Alfie, what do you got on hold?
Those are corrections officers calling about transgendered placement.
Do we care?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Okay. Go ahead, Brady.
Hey, boss. In our jail, when if a guy has implants, but he hasn't had the operation to take off the guy parts at the bottom. They'll put them with the guys, and then it's the same way with the females. If the females are becoming a guy, if they're pre-op, then they go with the females, and if they're post-op, they go with the guys.
Okay, but in flux, they go with whatever they were born as.
As long as they haven't had the operation to change the sex, then they go with whatever they're born as.
I got it.
Okay, well, thank you. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
If they're in flux, it's however you were born.
Yeah, they just match the bottom parts.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, you got a weenie, you go to weenie prison. You got a gash, you go to gash prison.
Well, what about this whole new scenario in our society where we're gender exclusive?
Yeah, prison
or
don't.
Or inclusive, yeah, whatever.
Prison don't work that way. We separate you.
Well, that's what they're teaching us in school. We don't use boys and girls.
What do you use?
We use... Well, we went back to the 50s.
Uh-huh.
We'd rather not say.
Mm-hmm.
But your water fountain's out that way.
Wow.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
635, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coys and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Traffic has calmed down quite a bit. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Westbound 121, right at Riverside Drive. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Haltom Road. In Arlington, eastbound I-30, just before Fielder, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Cook's Lane. And in Grand Prairie, westbound I-20, right at 360, got an accident blocking the left lane. That has traffic backed up back from Beltline Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walmart. More storms in store for this evening, some of which could be severe, including large amounts of hail, chain lightning, and high winds. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow morning, some more rain, along with a high of just 69. Right now, it's 91 and 97.1 The Eagle.
KEGL, The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What do you got, Johnny?
Hey, Russ. Hey, guys and Kinsey. Two great dogs, once again, from Paws in the City. Mark has a beautiful Great Dane Lab mix named Jargon, for some reason.
Where'd they find him?
He actually was kind of roaming around somewhere north of Dallas, out in the country, and he ended up in the Sherman City shelter. He was heartworm positive. The shelter was too full, and so Paws in the City rushed in and saved him from being put down. He's about 3 years old and 77 pounds. Could stand to gain a few more pounds. And
Weighs how much?
77.
How much more you want him to weigh?
Well, he's slender. He's not skinny, but he's very slender. So he could gain another 7 pounds.
He's a little ribby.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing a few treats couldn't cure.
And he's a beautiful kind of blonde color with tan markings, beautiful kind of hazel brown eyes, little tiny underbite. Very
Dan, I don't think you have to make the num-num noises.
Sorry, it's just instinct.
You do that with Tara?
I do it with you.
Only when your finger's in my ass.
Mm-hmm. And you like it.
Do you do it with Tara when you put your junk in her face?
Again, his name
Thank
is
you,
Jargon. And
you do it, you go.
He's mellow. He's sweet. He really, you can see the Great Dane in him, and you can see the Labrador Retriever in him. He walks well on a leash, and he knows some basic commands.
Like what?
Like, basic commands like sit. And
what's his name?
Jargon.
Jargon. Good boy.
Isn't he handsome? And he's just very gentle. We think he's house trained because he's in boarding, but he's been very good in boarding. So we think that he's already house trained.
When you say think, do you know which one peed in the hallway?
Not him.
Okay.
Just checking. It was Mark.
Was it?
No, it wasn't.
Because if it's Mark, we're going to need his pants.
Yeah, he's lost the privilege.
No, it wasn't Mark.
You pee in our hall?
It was her.
The chick holding the dog?
No.
The dog. Okay.
No, not the foster
dog. Okay,
mom,
the other dog?
The other dog that just, her name is Alice, and actually she did pee in the hall coming up here, but while we were waiting in the lobby, she kept going to the door. Like she wanted to go out, and we were waiting for Alfie to come get us, so we didn't take her out. So that's why.
What did I tell you guys before?
I know, but we were trying.
What did I tell you?
To go to the bathroom before we get in the car and leave.
All of you.
Yes, yes.
Especially
yes.
After that. That.
Yes.
I don't know why. I want to say Daryl. That's not right.
Duke.
Yeah, it was Duke.
Dugan.
Is that right?
No. Dugan or.
It doesn't matter. The dog.
Duncan. Wasn't it Duncan?
Maybe it was Duncan.
It doesn't matter. The dog that dropped off the Duraflames
Well, he was excited, and he knew he had done wrong because then he ran to the other side of the room. Take the dogs out. Never have them be uncomfortable.
He had been fed twice, which we didn't know, but yes.
He was still uncomfortable. You drop something off that big, you got something heavy preying on your mind.
Yes, that's, or somewhere, yeah. So anyway, Alice is our other little dog today, or medium-sized dog. She was rescued from a shelter, again, just before time was up. She's about 5 years old. She's black and white. She has the markings of a border collie, but she's short hair, and she definitely has some terrier in there, some pit bull terrier, but she's got the markings of a border collie. She's very sweet, very gentle, well-behaved. She knows sit and down and wait. And
that's
she knows
when you start with chicks.
Don't touch.
Wait.
And don't touch. And let go.
Can I have just 20 minutes to relax?
No.
You've given up a treat, Dan? Yeah.
And she's very gentle taking treats. We know that about her, too. So look at that. Now, that's a real border collie posture there with attentive. And she's a smart girl.
Sitting and looking at the treats, a border collie trait?
Well, but look at her ears. I mean, they're all forward. And but see how gentle she is?
Where are they normally?
Well, sometimes they can, you know, be up or flop down. But they're like forward. She's really focused on those treats.
You make them sound like they're on a Lazy Susan.
No.
Like
but
Kenzie's vagina.
Hey. Border collies are very, you know, they're very focused. They're very attentive dogs. So, and she's probably about 40 pounds, something like that. 43. I was close. So, again, we have Alice, 5 years old, 43 pounds, full grown, of course, black and white, border collie terrier mix, and Jargon, 3-year-old Great Dane Lab mix, 77 pounds. Two great dogs available for adoption from pawsinthecity.org.
You know, let me try a few of these with Johnny. Alfie wrote up some more Price's Right stuff.
Okay.
But I told him they needed to be basic things that Kenzie should know that we know she won't.
Okay.
Like a head of lettuce.
All right.
A tomato.
Okay.
A pound of beef. Alfie's got stuff on here like a salad spinner.
$9.99.
$14.99. I lost it. Give it to me again.
$14.99.
Dan?
At Walmart.
I'll go $19.99.
Chloe?
$9.99.
Actual retail price is $29.99, so.
No, Dan was closest.
Dan would have got that.
That's a nice salad spinner.
It is.
You got to do a couple more?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. The next item up for bid. Oil of Olay Body Wash. Treat your skin with this Olay Luscious Orchid Moisturizing Body Wash infused with jojoba with an extract from someplace. Along with essential oils, shower time becomes an indulgent experience. Come within 50 cents without going over.
How many ounces?
It is. It does not say.
Normal ounces, I.
Like 12 ounces.
Sure.
$7.99.
Dan?
That's pretty good. I'll go $8.99.
Lois?
$5.99.
You want to jump in, Mark? $10.99 is wrong. Actual retail price is
$4.97.
Ooh. Wow.
Let's see. A gallon of gasoline. Fuel your motor vehicle with this handy-dandy petrochemical commonly known as gasoline.
Okay.
Through the magic of internal combustion, you could propel your vehicle from point A to point B. 1 gallon with an 83-octane rating. Johnny?
Well, today, I believe, it's $2.99 to $3.09.
Dan?
You got to pick one.
Oh. North Dallas or Grand Prairie. $3.09. $2.99.
Dan?
I'll go $2.95.
Lois?
$3.01.
Actual retail price? $2.99.
Damn. All right. That was my first guess. So we each have one, right?
Yeah.
Tiebreaker.
The next item up for bid is a Presto Popcorn Air Popper. Taste the delicious flavor of Air Pop popcorn with this Presto Pop Light countertop air popper. With Pop Light, you can annoy the hell out of coworkers and family members because this bitch is loud.
It is.
Come within $2 without going over. Johnny?
$19.99.
Chloe? $24.99. Dan?
$25.
Actual retail price, $18.63. Oh.
That
I
is,
believe I got that right, except I went over it.
So yeah, we all went over it. That's the model that's sitting on Alfie's desk.
It is loud.
That thing is, he fires it up and it sounds like a what are those things called? A Jenny.
What's a Jenny?
A generator.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Diffy Pop. How long is this going to take? About an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it loud, it's not fast.
No, it's slow.
It's not very good either once you get it. It doesn't have all the butter and
I know, it's salt. It's slow, it's loud, it's not tasty.
Yeah.
So basically, it's just an annoyance tool that Alfie deploys on coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, Alfie.
Okay, I'll do this last one. Kenzie, you can play on this one. Okay. There we go. The next item up for bid. A 16-gig iPad Mini. Stay connected with this 16-gig iPad Mini. With Wi-Fi connectivity, you can check email, listen to music, and play Candy Crush. Come within $5 without going over. Kenzie?
$199.99.
$199. Dan?
I'll go... $189.
Johnny?
$194.99.
Chloe? $99. Is that right? Is that what you said? Actual retail price, $299.
Oh, wow.
Did I win? I won, didn't I?
That's the iPad Mini I gave you. You won just by getting it.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:59, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Meritage Homes. Let's start off from Fort Worth, westbound 121, right at Riverside Drive. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Haltom Road. In Arlington, eastbound I-30, just before Fielder, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Cook's Lane. And at Grand Prairie, westbound I-20, right at 360, got an accident there blocking that left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Beltline Road. Right now, you can purchase tickets to Freakers Ball for as low as $9.71. Supplies limited, so act now and head to KEGL.com for more info. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walmart. Tonight, dangerous storms are possible. North Texas is under a severe thunderstorm watch. There is Wise County under a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:30. Tomorrow morning, more showers. Tomorrow's high, 69. Right now, it is 90 degrees, but 97.1 the Eagle.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, what do we got left, Daniel?
I have a woman from Valencia, Spain. It sounds so classy, but wait.
It's the home of the oranges.
Anyway,
why
this
is that funny?
I don't know why it is.
And that's the two guys giggling. Anyway, there's a woman from Valencia, Spain, and she decided that she had to finally confess that she had been a little out of control at her bachelorette party earlier this year. She got so out of control that she had sex with the male stripper, who is a dwarf.
All right. Hold on just a second.
Uh-huh.
Sorry to ADD. It looks like on NBC right now, they're running Bad Judge.
It looks that way, yes.
Didn't that air last night?
It did.
Today is Friday, yes?
It is indeed.
Why would it be on now?
Lack of options? I don't know.
Are networks really to that point?
I think some networks give up on Friday nights now.
But this was just on last night.
Buddy, I know. I'm with you. I'm just
I hate to be Captain Obvious.
Thanks for the salute, though.
It was on last night at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
We're into the fall season.
Full on.
Sweeps. You got Fox Television running their Sunday night programming on Thursday nights. And now NBC is, I got to get me a sitcom.
Apparently they're hurting.
Because they, seems like they're back into the template from either, there's Tone Bell, the whatever it was, where stand-up comedians were getting sitcoms.
No, it's also about
mostly the 90s.
Yeah, 80s. It was that late 80s and then 9 to the 90s. But a lot of sitcoms did well by doing that. I mean, Cosby, obviously. There was Ray Romano. You had Home Improvement.
Well,
Tom
Cosby
Allen.
Was a stand-up comedian, but he had also done acting before. There's Tom. Let's see how he's doing.
A little hair on the side.
Oh, Timber.
You don't even know what that bedeckin is called.
That beard is so ignorant.
Ah, you missed him.
I always miss it. That's my goal. I actually looked up and went, damn it, it's Thursday. I thought it was Friday.
No, you're good. It is actually Friday.
Have you heard from Tone since the pilot, second episode ran, anything?
I can't remember if I said anything to him after that first show or not. He did say the next day after he left that he had a great time on the show and was looking forward to coming back.
How come he can't tell me that?
He may not have your number.
Does he forget? Can't focus? Still got the NDD?
That is also highly likely. It's rampant.
Somebody's sending this clip, so he'll have to say it again in his head.
You could just tweet him.
Okay, some chick screwed a what?
A woman from Valencia, Spain, on her bachelorette party night, screwed a dwarf male stripper. And the reason that she had to confess this wasn't to clear her conscience or anything like that before the marriage. It's because she didn't tell anybody about it and had a baby. And that baby turned out to be a little baby.
Can you really tell at birth that it's a dwarf?
You can.
How do you know this, Kenzie?
Because I watched what channel is that? Where they show all the hospital shows.
The Baby Arm channel?
The ER, life trauma and ER shows.
And they show women having dwarf babies?
Yeah.
Do you know what a dwarf baby is?
Yes.
What?
Little People, Big World. The show.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's right.
Is it Discovery Channel?
No.
Life.
What is some? It's Oxygen. It's a channel that we all think you have a hard time doing.
Breathing.
Listening?
Is it the breathing channel?
It's not the breathing channel, but
Oxygen.
No.
Walking.
No. Keep going.
Staying awake channel.
Pronouncing?
Dan, give it to her.
The Learning Channel.
Hey.
He said it. He's staring at me for.
You're lucky he made me tell you. I was going to see how long of a list you were going to come up with to slam yourself.
Wait, there's a learning channel?
Yeah, obviously you don't get it. My guess is you've been blocked by the provider. Or nature. Okay, so they have a show on the Learning Channel of women having baby babies.
On the Learning Channel, they have a show called Life in the ER, Trauma, and then they also have a show called Little People, Big World that's centered around little people.
Midgets.
Dwarfs.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe she's combining the two. And
I think I would prefer midget over dwarf, just the name.
You mean no. If you were one?
Yes.
Some of them don't like it. Drive and most hard. Of the ones that don't like it, they're kind of militant about it.
What do you mouth about, Kenzie?
It's like saying the N-word to them.
That's
to them it is.
Yeah.
But it's not the same.
No.
It is.
No, to them.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I had a midget chick once. What was the name of the band, Chloe? Mini Kiss?
Mini, yep. Yes.
Played at one of our white trash parties. We paid them. Why? And she wanted to talk to me backstage. I need to explain to you why we don't like the word midget. Baby, I got to go on. I went, you know what? I got 2 minutes. Get down on your knees. I'm not doing anything with you. I guess she felt like I was in a position of power if I was standing up. It's like, go get you a couple of chairs or something to stand on. Why is it I have to adjust? If you want to be treated equally, then we'll both stand. And just because our eye contact is slanted doesn't mean anything. I don't think less of you as a person. Obvious jokes aside.
A couple of chairs.
The Dan look.
Sometimes I look at midget porn.
On purpose?
No. Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell in a thumbnail.
It's not until it gets full size.
Yeah, it's already going.
It's already on. I'm already worked up. What the hell?
And you look at it. At first, you're like, hey, oh, look at the little guy go.
Yeah, good for him. Damn it, he just shot his wad, then they threw him into bowling pins. That's f***ed up.
It's messed up. Now, of course, no one knew that she had done this on her bachelorette party night except for her and the dwarf. She didn't tell her friends and didn't plan on telling anyone, especially her husband. She managed to keep it a secret until she spit out a dwarf baby. There's no word on how the husband reacted, but I can't imagine it was well.
I don't want to Google it, but I'm just curious. Really, as a baby, what are the telltale signs that it's a dwarf?
Kenzie, you're the expert.
I think...
The head head bigger than the body?
Yeah.
Well, most babies are like that.
Well, no, but like obviously, and sometimes the majority of them have a lot of leg problems and knee problems, and they're either...
But at birth, can you tell that?
Yes. Google it.
No.
You want me to Google it?
Nope. I'll take your word because you watched that
Little
channel.
Little People, Big World.
On what channel?
That's on TLC.
What do you think TLC stands for?
Oh, my God.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also join Clo tonight at Dark Hour Haunted House in Plano from 8 to 10 for your chance to win Freakers Ball tickets. And, of course, go to pawsinthecity.org to get more information on the two wonderful dogs that were up here today, as well as the adoption events on Saturday and Sunday. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Mickey Six is up next.
I sat on that this morning.
See you guys Monday.
Later.
The Metroplex.